Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
IQ.
Thank you.
having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Mike Hughes.
I'll be sitting this.
Thank you. on, children, it's time to slam.
Get out,
get your house on, children, it's time to dance.
Get out,
get your house on, children, it's time to clap.
Get out,
get your house on, children, it's time to jack.
Get out,
get your house on, children, it's time to stomp.
Get out,
get your house on, children, it's time to work.
Mizrahi presents an African Affair Ball, November 15th. Grand prize, open to all tag team fates for $1,000. Your Highness, tonight we want to see royalty, a history lesson in Egypt. Grand prize number two, Miss Universe, best gown presentation for $500. Mini grand number one, open to all, Team Realness for $250, Battle of the Dynasty. Mini grand number two, open to all, Tag Team Runway, $250, The Mummy. Grand prize number three, Between Both Femmes, Soft and Cunt versus Dramatics for $250, plus a $10 pot. That's the African Affair Ball, presented by Sierra Mizrahi. November 15th. Location, Hollywood JC, 2930 Hollywood Boulevard. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS at 9. Admission, $30 all night. VIP tables, $100. Your MC, Greg Lavin. Your DJ, King Jubilee. For more information, contact Sierra Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page. November 15th, An African Affair. Dallas, Texas, get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. Presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex siren for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th, in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Chuck Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince $10 Scotta. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
Malta,
you can vote. You have to vote like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Maddie, you're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hello, 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 Radio Land and all the shitty booty girls out there. Tonight is the night where we talk trash all night. Sorry to, you know, the viewers who thought we were boring last week, or, you know, people like Granny who's old and don't have too much longer. So, without a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to bring on my host. Tonight we'll be talking about, you know, Skittles, the fight in ATL, a lot of uncensored things that was not talked about yesterday. Their battle between Mother Kelly Mizrahi and T.S. Madison. Let's get the show on the road. I'd like to bring on my host. Jason, Dick.
Hey, Mother.
Hello, Dick.
What's good?
J-Rock.
I'm here.
Callan.
Hello.
And Shamika.
Hey, everyone.
What's good? What's good?
Why is there a picture of Kai with her click print?
Ooh.
not even a dick print, a click print. I came across the topic earlier about who needs to retire, and is it who needs to retire and what needs to retire, or what needs to retire or who needs to retire? Okay,
You want to kick it off?
So yeah, that's the topic for tonight. Callers, you can call in and let us know who needs to retire, or what a bitch wears that she needs to retire, or, you know, what needs to retire, period. It's going to be a fun night. Let's have fun. Private callers, you're accepted. Shitty booty bitches, you're accepted. All of that.
Just collect your douche at the door.
Right.
Well, we already have a private caller.
Let me set my alarm, y'all.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Well, let's make it hot. Let's talk about how Khadija was the one who gave out Kelly's mugshot picture.
That was, drum roll, please. That was Buka Milan.
Oh. So they said that Khadija gave it out. So yes, T is false, caller.
Yes, T is false. Thank you, caller, for giving
Thank
false
you, caller.
Yeah, but Buka Milan was the one who gave Kelly Fisher out. So that she is out there. Is there beef between... No, I don't think there's beef between T.S. Madison and Kelly, is there? No, right?
Yes. Did you see that video?
I've seen the video. She threw slight shade,
but... There really shouldn't be any beef between T.S. Kelly and Madison. There really shouldn't be.
Oh, it shouldn't be. I feel as though it makes no sense because I feel like Caesar knew what he was doing by asking her that. I don't know if he wants to get views or something, just like with
right.
the Stasha thing. I see she took the Stasha thing to, like, you know, it was Caesar trying it, but now that it's Kelly, it seemed like, you know, maybe because of her background that she thinks, oh, Kelly means something by it. But I think Kelly was giving her opinion just like Stasha. So I think if anybody, her animosity should be towards Caesar. Like, why does he keep bringing up her for some reason?
Right. I mean, I'm just going to leave that alone because, you know, I thought, I didn't really think that they were going to be, you know, once
right.
again.
Right. And I think that's very unnecessary because I feel as though I love Kelly, but I like Madison. So I don't want them to be like, you know, I don't want anything to, like, any type of, I don't know, uproar to happen because they're two, I guess, known figures, I guess. And I think it was a lot of shade in a Madison video. That's what I didn't like because I really don't feel like Kelly threw any shade to her. She was like, if she's doing it for a coin, then that's something different. That's all she said. But I think Madison took it a bit too far. I don't know what she was told or if she even saw the video, but the queens are messy.
Right, the queens are definitely messy. They throw certain questions out there to get the girls confused and, you know, answer in a different way. But no, I don't think there should be beef between those two ladies at all.
I don't know if it's just me, but I don't use Caesar. Like, I really, like, fuck. Like, he fucking, oh, that bitch get under. Oh, I don't use that bitch. I'm sorry. I was a fan at first. I was like, oh, my God, you know, I follow him. You know, I subscribe to him. I'm taking my subscription back. I don't give a fuck if it's free. I'm taking my shit back.
Oh, I wish we had sound effects. We have a caller. We have a caller, 213-245.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Paula.
Hi,
Paula.
Yeah, I don't understand. The next time, how you know, and the next time Caesar comes out of town, I'm having my sons beat her ass. She's
ooh.
Too much.
Wait, what?
The next time Caesar comes out of town, I'm having my sons beat her ass. She's too much.
See,
oh,
look,
no.
darling, I will pay you if you can get some bitches to jump him and get it on video.
I don't, I don't,
okay.
I will
okay,
wish
I'm
any harm on Caesar,
and I'm having
our
ass
cut
out.
I don't wish any harm on Caesar, but I mean, I just don't use him. He's a knot.
So what's going on with him?
He's just transforming from a big belly knot to a slimmer knot. You're still a fucking knot. I mean, it's nothing you can do. I don't know.
So are you girls saying that Caesar needs to retire, basically?
Yeah, I don't see
yes.
it, ma'am. Kelly needs to do her own thing and branch off into her. I mean, like she said, she's an entity on her own, and I think she should just use that, you know, to her best ability. But, I mean, I don't know.
I think she should, too. She's capable of making her own YouTube videos and getting her own
right.
views.
And
then
we're
going to put you back. We're going to put you back on hold now.
If she wants to start, I mean, she could do it right off her MacBook desktop if she wants to start that way. I mean, they have a good, you know, editing and all that is right there on the Mac. So, I mean,
did y'all get into one of Laura's other posts where she was asking Jasmine Couture for the post where Lawrence said Kelly didn't want none of him because he posted her mugshot? So that was giving me very much Lawrence thinks she could knock Miss Kelly.
Well, he
no, probably, probably
online
her.
And talked about it. Yeah,
she'll probably mace her the way she maced that child at that ball in MDC child.
Okay.
Like a little old queen.
Because she was giving me very much scared of shit last night trying to kiss Kelly's ass.
Right, basically, like, you know, we got each other back. I got you back, bitch. Yeah, we cool, right? We cool?
Yeah,
no,
that's what it seemed like.
I missed that video.
Talking.
Where was this video? Was this on Blog and Throwbacks?
I think it was, but it's all over YouTube now saying gay boys fighting.
Oh, I saw that. Okay, I saw that.
Oh, the one with the chair and stuff with him and
Is that the one when he talking about
on?
You spit on? Is that the one he talking about? You spit on my window. You spit on my window.
No.
Okay, that's
the one. You talking about the old video with Tony's son?
Yep, right.
Oh, that video when he picked up the channel.
That was Little Tony, right? That was
okay. That was Little Tony. Okay. Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
When he picked up the table.
That wasn't. She didn't pop off like that.
We have another caller. 917-294. 917-294.
Hello.
Hey,
Diana.
Hello. What's going on?
Hey, Diana.
Hey, Shamika, bitch.
Hey, Diana.
Dog, how long been? What's going on?
Hey,
baby. Baby. You know what? I think it's really fierce. I think it's really, really fierce. First of all, Kelly just got home. Well, she been home a couple of days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For her to come out and for her, first of all, she didn't, to my knowledge, she didn't even have any knowledge of T.S. Madison. And it's no shade. So for her to be in the mix, for Caesar to be asking her all these things about, you know, come on. I mean,
she's
it was a
messy.
Right? Huh?
Caesar is very messy. He's a messy child.
That's fierce.
I have a question while we're on this topic. The question that I have on this topic is, since everybody wants to downgrade the Tens of Chops Blog Talk Radio and, you know, the whole official ballroom radio chat room or whatever, why is nobody even paying attention to that?
Who's downgrading it?
I honestly don't think that T.S. Madison should even respond to this foolishness. I mean,
she's not in the ballroom scene, so why does she keep getting brought up on something?
Wait, but y'all, the thing that killed me was the Ruth Chris, like, bitch, who haven't been a Ruth Chris? Like, I'm
right,
sorry.
Bitch. I've been to Ruth Chris about 10, 20 times already, bitch.
Let me say this, after I watched that video, I remember the last time I went to Ruth Chris, we went for our junior prom. I Googled their menu. The most expensive item on their menu is a steak that's like
It's
like $50. So for $100 a plate.
And Houston's is $40. So what is it? I mean, it doesn't. My favorite restaurant is Houston's and it's $40. And Morton's Steakhouse isn't even good. And that's a little more expensive. And I hate Morton's.
Fogo, well, in Baltimore, I don't know if they have a Fogo de Chao in New Orleans or where you all are. But Fogo de Chao, and I'm probably saying it wrong because I'm so country, is more expensive. It is more expensive than Ruth's Chris.
Okay, and we have one called Morton Steakhouse that's built in a W here, and it's more expensive than Ruth.
Exactly.
I can count so many restaurants on my end that's more expensive than Ruth's Chris. I mean, come on now.
I've been to Red Lobster and paid more than $500, girl.
Okay, the Dirty D, we're going to put you on. Press one again if you have something else you want to say. We have a couple of more callers. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay, fine.
Okay, private caller, you're on the air. Private caller.
Hello.
Hi, private caller.
Private caller, can you give us who needs to retire?
Hello.
Can you give us a person or something that needs to retire?
This is Nicole Odubella.
Okay,
Nicole,
we're about to push.
She retired.
You are not
already,
Nicole.
Sweetie. Right, girl. But did you guys see the video of Loco about to fight Clint's lover?
Ooh.
No, I didn't see that. I saw a
the
bunch of stuff
Kelly
on the ground because it's no such thing. It's
At
no such thing
Bull.
As about to fight. When you walk realness and you got a gun, it's no such thing as about to fight. You hit a bitch. So, no, I didn't
right.
see that.
Right, and she was so little talking about, oh, beat your ass, girl. She didn't have that guy. It's in the room.
I gotta find that.
At Andre's empty function.
Okay, we have another caller, 347. We got a lot of callers tonight. 347-855.
Just listening.
Okay, can you
okay,
press one again and take your hand
that
down?
That was me,
Jason.
Uh-huh.
Jason, I have my best friend's on three wheels for me. He said he got something to say. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's
bring
fine.
Him on.
Okay,
Ty.
Ty.
Calvin.
Yeah, go ahead.
No shade. My best friend, one of my other best friends that live in Miami, they're very, she's a TS, her and TS Medicine, they're very close. And the shade of it all, TS Medicine uses them boys. She don't pay none of them boys in her video on her website. She gives them a free month subscription.
So you get hard dick and a free subscription. That's fucked up.
That's pretty much all they're getting. And I was mad as shit when I watched that video because I feel everything that Kelly's been through, because I've been through that shit. I sat in jail for a year because of fake ass friends. And for her to sit there and go on there and try to be like, oh, I'm at Ruth's Chris, bitch, you ain't got no money. Ruth's Chris is cheap, and their food is not even all that. I took my aunt there, and you pay $50 for a burnt steak for what? I can go home and buy me 3 or 4 packs of steak and season that bitch up and cook it real good.
Yes.
So I'm like, she says she got money, but she getting money off of using people. She doing the same thing, but just in a different way. She doing it in a more legitimate way. She
okay,
got the website up and running.
All right, Ty, baby, we got it.
Thank
we
got
to move
on,
okay,
baby.
Thank you, Ty. We have another caller, 201-780.
Okay, did y'all catch the post that Shady McGrady had up talking about Paris Gotti, how she looked like a turkey that was stuffed?
No.
No.
Did y'all see on that post where they said Jack smelled like piss?
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
Oh, what's going on, boys and queens? To the girl in the chat room that asked, was I back in jail because I said I was coming on. Tuesday night is not my night. I come on when I want to come on Tuesday night, honey. You are a frequent listener and a frequent gossiper in the room, so I come on when I want to on Tuesday night. I'm not scheduled to be here at 11:30 like everybody else, but I'm here now. You asked for me, I'm here. What's going on?
Sorry, hey, Kelly. Kelly, did Caesar spend the night?
You see, no, we went to the club. We left and went to the club.
So
Kelly, how do you feel about the whole T.S. Madison video?
I don't feel any type of way about anything. I don't need to throw subliminals and all types of things of that nature. Anything that I have to say, I'm just going to say what I have to say. I was asked a question and I answered the question very professionally. I didn't throw shade. I wasn't trying to throw shade. Actually, I was giving her life.
Kelly, I have to cut you off a little bit for this, just for this right here. I literally talked to T.S. Madison myself.
And she told me, she said, you know, after she had posted or whatever the case it may be, she kind of looked at the situation a little bit differently. She has no qualms with you whatsoever, but what she wants to know is why the Butch Queen Caesar keeps throwing her name in the mix for something she has nothing to do with.
I guess the next time that I do a video, I will have to ask him that question, and then he can answer that question, and then Madison will get her answer on that question.
Right.
So we were talking about it, Kelly. Maybe you should start doing your own YouTube videos.
Yeah. I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. I really don't have time to do my own videos. I really barely have time to do the radio show. The simple fact to have a cast that can come on and hold down Tuesday nights, and to have a cast that can hold down Wednesday night, and me not being able to have to sit here every night of the week like I was doing for the first 4 years of doing the show, is like, it's great, it's wonderful. It's a lot that comes with doing this show. And Jason and London and everybody knows that's a part of the cast. It's a lot when you have to do this show, to be here and be dedicated and be on time to doing this show. And I just don't have that in me at this present time.
Right, yeah, because my throat be hurting.
Well, honey, look, you know, I'm free. I can be your personal assistant, Kelly.
Well, at this time, I'm not gonna have a lot going on that I'm going to need a personal assistance. You know, I'm just gonna, you know, a couple of months ago, about a year ago, I needed one, but at this present point, I don't need one, honey. It's like, you know, I pop up and come out when I want to now and stuff of that nature. You know,
And Kelly, make sure you tell Mike, you know, she doesn't need to hide in drag. Everyone recognizes that that shin of hers.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was riding around with my girlfriend Boquisha. We was all up and through Harlem, me and my girlfriend Boquisha.
So Kelly, you made this big fuss about this damn video you were putting up, and it was only,
Let me tell y'all something, okay? I was uploading the video. I'm trying to do it now again. I was uploading the video, but my MacBook is on a timer. I'm not one of the fake profiles or one of the thirsty girls that sit here in front of my computer. So my computer, like, it goes into sleep mode, and then when I came back, the shit was like at 89%. The fucking shit locked me offline, and then I tried to do it again. I had to run out and take care of some personal business today, and the shit kept logging offline. So now that I'm sitting here and I'm on the show, I'm trying to upload it now so it can be up before the end of the show. The other fight that I uploaded earlier was in my cell phone, and it just uploaded immediately. This other fight is it's from a camera, and it's a large file, so I'm trying to upload it. I also tried to send it to Jasmine, but it's too large for me to send out, so I'm trying to upload it as I sit here on the show with y'all right now.
Okay. And Kelly, okay. I don't know if you've seen the post about asking girls who need to retire. Do you have a specific someone you think needs to retire at the ballroom scene?
I don't have a specific person that I think that needs to retire out the ballroom scene. I think if you're able to still bring creativity to the ballroom scene and not have so much drama and stuff going on, and we could come out and have fun like back in the days when the Mark Ballroom was open and the YWCAA was open, I think that you should still come out and have a good time. It's just all the violence and all the drama needs to stop. I gagged that the girl said it wasn't really no drama for the last 2.5 months while I was gone, but then last night, bitch, everybody wanted to turn up last night.
Right.
So are you saying because you came home they want to do shows for you?
I think so, because it was a lot going on last night, and I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. After I did that fucking LSS last night, I went and I sat in a corner and I was falling asleep because I was tired. I haven't been staying up past 11:15 for the last 2.5 months. I was tired and ready to go to sleep and go home. Baby, well, when we got outside the club and the girls wanted to fight and carry on and stuff, bitch, it gave me a whole lot of energy.
But you did that LFS though, bitch. You did that LFS.
You know, I had something. It was something inside of me that was begging to be free.
Yeah. Bitch, was you picturing Kai's face? You was voguing all on Kai's face, weren't you, bitch?
Oh, child, we're not gonna talk about that, honey. We're not gonna keep giving girls life, Miss Thing. We're not gonna give girls life off my name.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Kelly, let me take these two calls. Wait, Miss Amiga, let me take these two calls because they had their hand up for a minute. 229-947.
Right, 0895.
What?
Okay.
Who? Girl, what?
Try again, bitch. Try again.
Okay, they hung up. 202-450.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? I was just sending you a shout-out. This is Bishop. I'm glad you're home. I love you dearly, and I hope to see you when you come to D.C.
Hey, Bishop. What's going on? How you doing?
Kelly.
Ain't nothing,
Kelly.
Lady. Ain't nothing.
He
I'm just glad.
This whole time you've been gone. You've been aching up.
Wait, Bishop, don't come on here just saying hello to Kelly on our show, girl.
I know, you're
going to
go, right?
That was last night.
I'm sorry. Kelly, I really don't fuck with none of these motherfuckers except for you, but like I said.
Wait a minute, now, Bishop, I see a nothing motherfucking change with y'all, Bishop, honey. Okay.
Okay, 229-947. 229-947.
Yes, unmute me.
You unmuted,
you
darling.
Unmuted.
What's going on?
Congratulations, Kelly, from, you know, getting out of the penitentiary, honey. But I just want to know what's going on with the Aga Bowl and the Christian Child winning, you know, grand prize or whatever when Emory was sitting. Are we talked about
many,
2 weeks
was
ago,
that,
though.
But how many weeks ago was that?
Well, five
two or three.
Wait, did this bitch say the pigeon?
Go listen to the archives and call in them.
Yes, bitch. Well, you damn right. Yes, I want to know why the Emory child didn't, because he set all of the girls, in my opinion.
Girl, have a good night.
you need to have a good night if you think Christian won.
Child, bye. Hang up.
I'm going to need you to look up the work penitentiary.
We have a
problem.
I'm gagging. Damn, bitch. Y'all put me in the penitentiary, Miss Thing. I'm still fighting my case, Miss Thing. I was in the county.
Okay, we have a private caller. Private
yes,
caller.
Kevin Arby should retire.
Oop.
Who?
They said Kevin Arby.
Well, he's not making that much of a noise anyway, so.
Yeah, I haven't heard his name.
I think Selvin
needs to retire with a dry face to that.
I
think Selvin needs to come back and reinvent herself with a pair of dentures and work it out.
I thought she had teeth.
Girl, you seen the way she was chewing her gums in that video, girl?
I'm mad everybody paid Shamika's question thus when she asked
what was
Jack
the question?
Robbie.
I keep asking all the truth, and they say Jack smell like piss.
Ooh. I didn't
That's
hear
what
that.
They said in the room. That's what they said.
I see
in the
they
room.
Were saying that in the room. I'm asking y'all a question. I don't know that man. He look like he sound like he's too fabulous to smell like piss or even piss himself. So I don't know.
I seen him once and he smelled really good that night.
I know. He seems like one of the fabs, like,
I don't know, you know, but some of the little kids he has with, they be scared and they pee in their pants.
Not like
they
that one child at the Aga Bowl.
Like,
okay, we have another private caller. Oh, is this... Mother, why did you say private caller?
I don't know.
Okay, private caller.
Hey,
Granny.
Hey, y'all got kind of puffed up tonight. I'm enjoying this, and I'm sober and all shit. But anyway, since y'all want to know who need to retire, can we retire Ashley Red Boots? And I thank you. So don't put me back on mute.
No, Granny. Why do we need to retire them boots?
Come on here.
How many years she been wearing them boots and how many times? So don't put me back on mute because I need to make me a drink.
Okay, Granny. Okay, 22994. 229947.
Who's chopping wood back there?
Right, 0895. Miss Kelly.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Kelly.
What's going on?
You know, Miss Thing, I'm not in the ballroom scene, honey. But
no,
I'm
no. First and foremost, we're not going to call me Miss Thing. I'm not missing anything.
No,
so we can start over.
I said Miss Kelly.
I don't do Miss Thing.
You don't do Miss Thing, but I said...
No, I don't.
Exactly. But I said Miss Kelly. So, but you know, I love you, Miss Kelly.
I love you too, love.
I love you, Miss Kelly, honey. I'll follow you on Instagram and your little Facebook fan page and everything else.
Thank you.
Yes, I do. But I really want to get your opinion on, because I'm really, like, gagging over the whole little Butch Queen face with the Miss Emery.
I wasn't privileged to be at the Balenciaga ball. I don't sit and watch ball DVDs and those clips that are being recorded. I don't do that. So I have no information to give
you
on that situation.
That?
No, I don't. I don't listen to beats and all of those things and ballroom things outside of ballroom.
Wait, is this the Permitentiary girl?
That's the same one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
girl,
is the same
one. Remember,
yeah.
That's the same one that corrected y'all last time with a 095.
You damn right. It's 0895.
Girl,
okay, well,
thank
you, Carla.
Thank you for sucking her deck. Good night.
Well, you're about to be 86.
And for everybody, for Bishop, if you're still out there listening or whatever, look in the group. Stop trying it on people's time.
Ooh.
Okay, well, since this is Trash Talk Tuesday, honey, okay, where's all y'all retired ex-co-hosts that used to be on here? Like, where's the girls at? Where's Mark? Where's Tiffany, honey?
They feel too fab to join the new host, the new Dick and Calvin, they feel like, you know, they're much better, and they actually want them to retire.
Oh,
also,
shit.
They did like the girls from Beauty Shop. Remember when she told her they could go? The two girls left.
Ooh.
So, it's...
Hoes retired because they had nothing else to do.
It's nighty night for them, Kelly.
you know the rest phone just went off. It's a Kiki.
Oh
Lord. You know, I don't reveal my sources that, you know, text the red phone and things of that nature, honey.
Girl, get off the line. You're not ready for this show, girl, if you're not revealing, girl.
Oh, y'all revealing all of that?
Yes, we get names and everything. Dates and
location. I don't do names, honey. I get the children are pulling out weapons and things, honey. Okay.
Well, you can send it over to one of us, cause ain't none of Talk Trash Tuesday, scary bitches.
Baby, I don't know, honey, girl, baby, honey. The girls might catch me, honey, and give me a video. Honey. Babe, hold on, cause this phone.
I can't take that.
Let me stir the pot. I don't care. I had them all on the party line saying they was going to find me and beat the fuck out of me. They ain't found
Ooh.
Me yet.
Ooh.
Well, I've been banned off the party line, the Ravens. People out of town, they're going to come find me. I don't care.
Does anybody even know what the fight in Atlanta started over?
I don't know what the fight was. It over a chop?
No, what actually happened was Lambalia and Paris came out. Honey walked. A couple of other girls walked, and somebody didn't have a gift or something like that or whatever. She was chopped or however it went. But at the end of the day, the vote came down to Felicity voting, and Felicity asked what was the score. The score, she said she didn't want to vote until she found out what the score was. It passed to somebody else, and the person did very much our song. And so after that, that's when it all hell broke loose.
What happened was, I think the score was 4-3. It got to Felicity, and the commentator told Felicity it's 4-3, make it 4-4, and then Brandon had to break the tie, and they gave the red. He wasn't using the Revlons all night long, and that's what happened. And then the whole situation happened.
Okay, well, my homeboy, Ty, that was just on, put the model application up for Miss T.S. Madison, if y'all would like to see it in the room.
You said he did what?
He put the model application up if you want to be a model for Miss T.S. Madison, because apparently she don't pay the girls. She gives y'all a free month of subscription instead of paying.
What does this have to do with him?
Yes, bitch. Yes, bitch. Yes, Pebbles. You better get your coin, Pebbles.
Well, I want to be a model.
No, you don't.
Yes, bitch. I will give anything. Girl, yes.
Wow.
She's on her shit though. She wants to know the last HIV STD test, phone number. Bitch, she's on her shit.
You have to do an unpaid audition video shoot, which can be used at the company's discretion. Which means anytime, any place, bitch, your ass could be anywhere for free.
See,
well,
that's why Naima didn't do it, because she tried to get Naima for long.
Oh no, okay. We have another call at 678-993.
Holy, I missed you so much, doll.
Hi.
How have you been?
I've been wonderful, highly favored and blessed.
That's so great and so good.
Who am I speaking with? Oh, their call is gone.
They dropped the call.
I know who else needs to retire.
You're making the girls nervous, Kelly, and they hanging up.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I can't. I was so raunchy and ghetto last night, and the girls don't want me to be white woman tonight. I think I have to read some of these bitches in the motherfucking chat room, honey, on Blog Talk, Miss Day, because they really feeling they motherfucking pussy like it's choice.
Yes, ma'am.
Really. My mouth is still lethal, and my mouth still works very well to block you in the chat room. So, girls, keep it cute.
Okay, so somebody get ready. So since this is keep arising in our little group or whatever the case it is, let me make this note. Let me go ahead and make this clear to everybody, so there won't be any misconstrued information about what actually happened. What actually is going on or whatever, and I keep getting this, and people have the situation so misconstrued or whatever the case it is, and we've tried to keep it off of the airwaves. I don't know how long now. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to do so, so I will make it clear, and I'll make a statement. Hopefully, you know, this person does not, you know, hate the fact that I let it out or whatever the case it is, but it was getting ready to come out as of right now anyway, but I'll make it clear so that it comes out the right way. At the Auger Ball. Father Tony went to the Auger Ball. When he came back home, somebody had vandalized and taken everything from his home. He didn't have anything to do with that or whatever the case it was, and that's just that. So everybody please stop messaging me and inboxing me, asking me all these dumbass questions.
Oh, Miss Day, well, give us the name.
Wait. Somebody's home was vandalized.
He said Father Tony.
Because I couldn't hear everything because it was like a fan going or something, so all I heard was vandalized.
Child, it's some tea coming through the red phone. Somebody
Wait, did you just say that Father Tony's house was vandalized by Keisha?
I never said that.
Ooh.
I know where he saw his place. He was like, give me the off.
Bitch, Lil Debbie got new cake coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if this caller is Granny because her name has disappeared, but we have a private caller. Private caller, you're back. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, and you're gone. I'm about to start doing Kelly. If you press 1 and you don't say anything, we will let you go. So if you don't have anything to say and your big cheeks are pressing the buttons on the phone, press them and take your hand down.
Ooh, that was shade at somebody. Are they big soft cheeks or big hard cheeks?
Girl, stop ordering silicones in your cheeks. Stop ordering the silicones in your cheeks, girl.
Fix a flat goes on your tire, not in your face.
Mm. Oh, no.
Y'all, just like that woman just got locked up for putting fix the black and super glue in bitches.
How about the drag that robbed the bank? She was a bold bitch.
Wait a minute. Did y'all see that picture last week? I gagged. Whoever posted that picture of that boy who had like 9 different mug shots and it went from looking like hard.
It was so funny for my hard man. The second to last picture, he looked hot. He looked
right,
like
because I had to look like 3 times because I'm like, wait, is that the same person?
Bitch. But for him to go Ashley Icon on us with that throwback slick, bitch, I can't do it.
With the finger waves.
Bitch. Ashley lives for a slick and a bang. Long as it's synthetic, bitch, she loves it. She lives for it. I just can't do it.
And the army fatigue, too.
The reason these girls get so much silicone putting in their cheek is so we know they're trannies or something. Because they look cute at one point in time, but then they just go off the wall with
it. No, he looked like he was on mold or something. He didn't look like he had silicone in his face or anything. He just softened up.
So if I put a video up in the room and it's kind of pornographic, how long can it stay up?
You got to ask Jasmine that.
2.5 seconds, girl.
It won't be up that long, honey. You know, my sister doesn't monitor the group. I monitor the group, so I take things down immediately.
Okay, well, everybody keep refreshing your pages because you're getting ready to see a video of Sanaya having a date.
I don't want to watch that.
Kelly, they got to stay up for at least 5 minutes.
Now, baby, don't try it.
J-Rock, ain't no don't try it, girl.
Everybody get tried. Kelly got her licks, so now you get hurt.
Baby, don't try.
Baby, y'all better hope that I refresh before y'all refresh.
If you got a lick, everybody should get a lick. You never get licked, and you done got one. So hey,
baby, I get licked all the time. But I don't give a fuck about these girls licking me. I want them to lick me. They can keep on licking me.
6 years is a long time, though.
Honey, let them lick, honey. Lick on, honey.
Baby. How many girls seen the video of Alexis voguing butt naked?
I'm not with y'all tonight.
I'm about to post in the tea party room, girl.
Post it in the tea party. Post all y'all videos in the tea party. I'm not a part of the tea party group. I have no access to the tea party group. So, you know. Honey, maybe y'all girls,
no.
Honey.
Wait, let me get her.
Baby, y'all gonna make this video not go up, bitch. Okay, because I got 2 Facebook pages open. I got 1 trying to upload the video and 1 I keep refreshing, honey.
Kelly, you know I've never got to speak to you before, but girl, you know I'm a big bitch, and I heard your cooking be on point.
You said what?
I said, I heard your cooking be on point, bitch. You know, I'm a big girl, and, you know, I heard that you can cook.
Yeah, it's definitely finger-licking good.
The girl said she put too much salt. A lot of girls get diabetes from eating her
They
salt.
Said just don't eat her macaroni and cheese.
If I tell you what, honey, if you're going to get that bitch, let me bring my metformin and my glyphosate to the table, bitch, because I'm going to eat.
But they say she make a mean drink.
The next time I'm gonna actually be cooking a large meal will be for Thanksgiving. I always cook for my children.
Oh well, I think I'm gonna come to New York this year for Thanksgiving.
Dick, you got me keep on refreshing and shit. My finger hurts. Where you at?
It'll be in the tea party.
Oh,
okay, well, London, let us know when you post it, please, or somebody.
I think we should have Thanksgiving at Kelly House this year.
Baby, my house ain't that big though, for everybody to come over to my house. Hold on, y'all. I have a call coming in on the red phone. I'll be right back with y'all.
I'll sit in the car, bitch, as long as I get a plate.
Okay, we have a private caller.
Oh, so you're going to do like candy.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, what's up, London, Jason, Sharmika, and Calvin, Kelly.
Hi, caller. How are you?
What's up? My name is Corey 007. Did y'all talk about Andre Ball yet?
We were,
yeah,
but nobody wanted to say anything about it.
They were
It was a social gathering.
Yeah, I was there.
You were one of the five people there?
It was only about 60. It was about 60 people that was there.
Ooh, that's a good number.
Yeah, well, it was about 60, 70. No, it was empty. It was pretty empty.
The 60 times 30, that's cute.
Did you bring him a gift?
No. I just came to spectate, and I actually want to talk about the situation that kind of went down. It happened during Stem Queen Perfect 10. It was where Mizrahi walked, got chopped because she didn't bring a gift or something. It was something like it was a certain gift that she was supposed to bring. And so she was trying to pay with money or whatever. So it was a situation that occurred with the judges panel and the father, Danye Mizrahi from Atlanta. So after that, there was a garçon and a Revlon was battling, and garçon stayed, and garçon ended up winning. But the Revlons had a situation where the local Revlon noticed that when the Lavins had had judged over the Revlon and voted for the garçon child. So that's what started an altercation, basically. And they really didn't even fight. It was just like they squared up, and that was it, pretty much. And it was like a little scattered, but they didn't really hit each other or nothing. Like nothing really happened from that point. And then Andre got on the mic and said, the ball is over.
She just wanted to shut that ball down.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Ooh.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was trying to say that the ball was over because it was a fight. There was no fight to happen. Everything
I didn't even see enough people in there for them. I didn't even see enough people in there for them to fight.
Yeah, the altercation really happened outside. Everything really happened outside afterwards. But during the ball, nothing really went down for him to shut it down because of a fight. No.
Child, why did somebody just put Alexis Vogan butt-ass naked in my motherfucking inbox?
They did? Girl,
yeah.
It's in the tea party. It's in the tea party already.
Well, that was about
wait,
it, though.
Is that a real video of her?
Yes. Bitch, yes, it is.
Get in, girls.
Now then, send it to me.
Yes.
You know I'm not in a tea party. I can't sit with the girls.
Girl, I can put you in, girl.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Wait, let me find you. Show me this. All right, you're in.
Is that video going to get posted about Sanaa giving the business?
No.
She was actually getting the business.
Okay, we have a caller. 719-425.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
How you guys doing tonight?
How are you?
We're lovely. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I want to talk about maybe if I can bring up a subject of what happened in my workplace today.
Okay, well, let's talk trash, Tuesday. Go ahead and talk trash about your job.
Are you a brony?
All right, so right now, I work at a mortgage company, and I got actually promoted to the manager of my section. And nobody will take me seriously. Yeah, thank you. Everybody, like, they don't take me seriously because I'm gay. And there's this, like, controversial argument we had in the office today because one of my one of the people that works in, you know, the post-closing section said, he said, listen, I know you're gay, but I don't take orders from gay people. And I went to my manager, actually I brought it to the president of the company about that, and they said that they're entitled to be able to tell gay people that they, you know, that they don't respect culture.
Where's the trash?
The trash is that I called him such, I mean, this is when really, this is when shit hit the fan. It's when I went into the president's office. I walked in, I knocked on her door, and she opened the door, and I walked in, and there's Shrek. Shrek was shoving onions up his butthole in his anus.
Oh, okay, thank you, Paula.
Fuck my back. You back.
Girl, she was making girl. French onion soup, man. She
girl.
Was making French onion soup.
Baby, she took her time with that bullshit story. She took us around the track, up the street, around the corner. Bitch.
What the fuck was
that? I told this dumb bitch, congratulations. Talk about Shrek and fucking somebody up the ass with onions.
Not onions up the booty. Come on.
Oh, somebody hung up on Tiffany. Who hung up
nobody
on Tiffany?
Nobody hung up on Tiffany.
Oh, that's the call that okay. That's the call that dropped. Call back in, Tiffany. You know I love you, Mother Pork Chop.
So wait, what?
No, apparently the person that called in and the call dropped, that was Tiffany. And now she thinks somebody hung up on her.
Oh, Tiffany, call back in, girl. I'm uploading a video of, I think it was a boy, and, it was out of the country, and the girls were on the mic, and they were like, you know, they were given an award for face. They were like, who's the person? And Mike was standing right there. They was like, where's the face? Where's the girl with the face? Mike, she gagged. The girls really shaded her. I'm trying to upload it, but it's going slow. No, you guys don't get it?
And that is true, Roger.
The girls don't get it?
Wait a minute. What is this post? Here's the girl. Oh, you know what? Nope. I don't want to see that either.
Oh, yes, I do. Who is it?
Wait. So, Dick, did you post it yet? Or?
I'm waiting.
Hold
shit.
Hold on. It's loading.
No, that message was for London. I was telling her the person I added to her group. That way she denied them.
Oh, you didn't want me to deny somebody?
No, I didn't want you to deny him. It's my homeboy Ty. He wanted to go in. He wanted to be in the tea room, so I put him in there. But it needs admin approval first.
Oh, okay, cool. I just denied her.
You won't be getting in, bitch.
No, she's in.
Something I don't understand is why when people, like, when you have groups like that, why do people always start reporting pictures and videos and all this type of shit? I mean, what the fuck?
Like my group, bitch. The group. Girl, I was pissed when I woke up this morning.
Yeah, but
like,
that group was cute. It said that
you
got
to be careful because, Calvin, you have to watch the numbers and you have to watch who you put in your group.
Right, but see, we kind of knew that first room was going to get taken down. We was trying to make it hot first. That way the girls know it wasn't no jokes. The second time around, bitch, if I don't fuck with you, you're not getting in.
Yeah, that group was cute.
No, the thing is with the groups is, this is the thing, and I'm going to tell y'all, okay? If you're going to put a bitch picture up or a bitch video up, honey, don't add them to your group if you're going to post something about them, because they can report you and get you flagged immediately.
That's true, but this group, Kelly, was about, it was just dicks and asses and jack-off videos. I mean, it was just some nastiness going on in the room, you know? It was all nastiness. Everybody posted some disgusting, nasty shit. Well, it wasn't disgusting, but, you know, some triple X shit. And then somebody, I guess, decided to report it because they feel it some type of way. So.
And I dare, bitch, report my room. They already got me, so let me shut up.
Well, we know who got the tea party set down.
Wait, who was it? Was it Naima or Nicole?
Well, speaking of... So, Kelly, did Milan send you the money?
I'm still waiting for my green dot.
Because it was the Dark Law.
Maybe he misspelled the last name wrong.
Somebody said, was that a little turtle head they saw on Alexa's video in the room?
No. Milan said he's waiting for 20 more copies of his single to sell on iTunes before he
Well, Kelly, you probably won't get that money, baby.
Just like I won't get back the money that Kai took.
Right, that's what I don't get. Like, my group got shut down, but that Monster Lair group is still open and shit.
That Monster Lair group, I'm taking myself out of there.
The girls getting their feelings, and they just can't take. I don't understand.
I just can't. I can't deal with it.
Hey, Sarah, Sarah. Whatever will be, will be.
Well, I know she wish she could hold on to that money a little longer, because now she under that paisley cover looking like a shriveled up uncut dick.
Sitting on a bunk bed.
She under this old paisley cover from the 80s. That bitch is like an uncut dick. Oh, that's underrated.
Looking like the ultimate burn victim.
Right, because they was on that group talking about how they robbed a femme queen and took her MacBook and her money and shit, got pictures all
but
up.
But that picture and shit come right from Google with the MacBook and a stack of money.
But my thing is, you know, well, we've talked about this before because it happened to Ginger and so many other people. How do you bring some random dick into your hotel room and then you go take a shower? The only thing she lost was a MacBook in her pocketbook.
And she didn't
beat
her.
And it's
her
life.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody come, like, months back on the show, didn't somebody come say they was robbed and raped? What happened? Wasn't
that was
some,
that was a,
this
well, I forgot who that was. That was some, that was a Butch Queen.
That's the gag. A lot of them get robbed.
Was...
If you're letting a random stranger into your fucking room, it don't have to be nobody you go take a shower. If they come in there and they want what you got, you're going to have to give it up.
Right.
Yeah, just give it up. Don't rape me. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. Fuck that. Y'all better learn how to have in the movies, bitch, while people around.
Just don't touch my dunk the dunk. Okay, we have another caller. 714-584.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Carla.
How's it going?
Fine. How are you?
Lovely. How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted some help.
Girl, nobody's sticking tomatoes up your booty tonight, girl.
His call dropped.
I knew he was going to say something crazy anyway.
We waiting on everybody to hit me up for this Naya video. I'm not posting it, child.
All they said was
Jody
Balenciaga, who I was speaking of, who got raped or something like that. And they said he was with, he saw him in jail while he was in jail. And is that the one who touched his pee-pee?
No, it was a cellmate.
Aww.
What if you rape somebody in the ass ain't good? Ain't that just horrible?
So just forced entry. Yeah, I think forced entry is horrible.
I'm sorry, maybe because I don't know. That sounds like that would really hurt. But I mean, I never had anal sex before, so I don't really know. Like,
girl, honey, if you ain't never had it, you don't want to try it for the first time. All I'm going to say is, honey, you better lube up really well if you do decide to do it.
I don't think I've explored that. I don't know.
Let them toss your salad for a while before you get it nice and wet. This is about to turn into Sex Talk Tuesday. Okay, we have another caller, 940-206, 940-206.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I just say, you sound like a transsexual.
Hang up on him, please.
Oh, Bruce.
And you sound like a big-chested dyke.
Big-chested dyke.
Rebecca.
You know,
go play softball or something.
Okay, bye, Felicia.
That is pretty.
Bye, Felicia.
What was that movie, The Little Giants? Remember they had the girl, like, who was playing football and shit? He sounded just like her.
Okay, we have another private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Okay, and they hung up.
These callers are trying this tonight, baby.
Hello? Y'all hear about this shit where if your phone battery dying, you can put it in the microwave for 1 minute? I wish a bitch would.
No,
mm-hmm.
You can put it in a watermelon with some salt.
Okay, well, you know what? You go ahead and try that. I want you to videotape that while you're doing it and show me what happens.
No, you can plug the outlet into the
watermelon. Is J-Rock here? I have not heard J-Rock. J-Rock. He's here. He's not muted. Oh, he must have muted himself. Because he is
Naima,
on the line.
Naima's in Texas. That's why.
Oh.
So Naima finally got out the house. Yay, Naima.
The stars are bright deep in the night. Deep in the heart
of Texas.
Okay, here we go. I don't know who this is. I'm going to go to this Baltimore caller first. 443-348.
I think
that's my email.
443-348. So you calling for me, Kelly?
You came out. How you doing?
What's good, Kelly? Welcome home, bitch. I miss you.
Yes, honey. I'm just chilling, honey. You know, in here in the house like the kind.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I miss you so much. I can't wait to get back up there to New York, honey, and come see you come key and get up in that head and everything, honey.
Yes,
wait,
Lord.
So, Naima, you're really in Texas, girl?
No, I ain't in Texas. She knew that would get me up on the line. I ain't in no Texas, child. I'm home in Baltimore.
I knew you was never leaving the house, child.
Don't try it, London. Not too much. What's going on, Jason? Hey, Calvin and London.
Naima, what's our problem? Naima, what is our problem?
What's who problem?
Me and yours. What's the problem? What's tea?
Who is that?
This dick, baby.
What you mean? Where's no tea? What are you talking about?
Dick always
you blocked
punches
me, and you got upset, or whatever the case. I'm trying to figure out, like, what's the tea? What's the problem, sweet?
Oh, damn. Let me get my popcorn. Hold on, y'all.
Shut up, Calvin. You don't need to go get no doggone popcorn. I will come out there to where you live at. You know I'm only but a car drive away.
And those feet plus that pedal, she'll get there quickly.
You know what, London? What we're not going to do is make a show about me. But what we're going to do.
Naima, what's this special rum of yours, girl? I keep hearing such lovely things about this rum.
What rum are you talking about? Because I had two rooms. What room are you talking about?
I'm talking about that rum with the eighth wonder of the world.
Oh, baby. That's the room that Kelly has been trying to get into for over a year. And she has yet to get in there, honey. She done tried to threaten me and everything, honey. She will never get in there. And the girls that's already in there, honey, trust and believe. Those are trusting girls, honey, because we all got tea on each other.
So, Naima, let me in.
No, ma'am. So other than that, how was everyone's evening?
It's going super.
Exactly.
God is good. God is good.
Kelly's home. We're having fun. New reads.
Hold on. Was that Shane talking about God is good, bitch?
Why was that Shane? Because I said God is good.
Yes, he is, honey. And all the time,
said,
and all the time.
Evening, and I said, God is good.
And all the time, God is good.
Hallelujah.
Naima, well, we're going to let you sit right there.
Watch this video you posted with Mike? Mike looked like he sprayed on Boom Koch. You know Mama Jones spraying her perfume?
You know what, Kelly? What was going on with speaking of Mike? What was going on with Mike Mizrahi up in him, honey, driving at your truck the other night?
That was Boom Quisha.
Stop it with the Boom Quisha's girl.
I'm just saying,
yes,
Boom Quisha's a little bit familiar.
Yes, Boom Quisha. Okay, we have a private caller.
Hello.
Private caller.
Hi, private caller.
Hello.
I'm a woman.
Hello.
Okay. Thank you, I'm a woman.
No, I say that because it sounded like I'm a woman.
Oh. You know what, Shamika? You better stop doing what I used to do.
Kelly,
tell
RJ I love him, Kelly.
Yes.
Okay, I think this is a no-go because I think they hung up and called back in, but we just going to see. 678-900.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey, sweetie.
I was just wondering, was anybody going to mention the fact that Neil Ebony slept Jameek this past weekend?
You what?
Well, give us the tea, caller.
From what I was getting, it was a conversation going on where Jameek was supposed to have been called to Revlon. And Neil asked him about it, and it wasn't denied, so Neil slapped him.
Well.
So Neil's slapping the girl. Jameek, did you get slapped this past weekend?
What, Jameek?
No, Jameek.
Oh,
Jameek.
Somebody need to smack Jiggy Jaja.
Nobody wants to slap her because she got them nigga hands. That's my bigger nigga.
We don't want to slap Johnny. We just want to ride her in the thistle down.
Oh, no.
No, girl.
Okay.
I don't want to do that.
Where is she at?
She's been around
since you was in Jamaica. She was having a field day while you were in Jamaica.
Oh, yes.
She had a field day, honey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She changed her name and everything.
Hi, Mr. Christopher came out of the woodwork.
Her and Milan took turns. Only Milan was trying to help. She just wanted to take fun in your downfall.
Milan came after. First it was Christopher, then it was Milan, then it was Jenny.
Her new name is Demetra Joe Jackson.
Yeah, Demetra Joe.
Okay, here we go. Private caller, you're on the air.
Y'all would not be the motherfucking victim, Miss Alexis. Is running around butt-ass naked, bitch. All she did was Ashley Red boots in that motherfucking wig. If she had no Ashley Red boots, I'd have fell. Ow.
Yes, I did. Yes. And she could have put on that curtain she grabbed at the end of the video.
I thought that was a washcloth.
Yeah.
Somebody said they seen her turtle in between her legs peeking out.
Oh my God. That woman.
that was a coochie.
Thank you, Carla.
That was a big clitoris then.
Thank you, Carla.
Okay. Did y'all see that picture somebody posted dedicated to Kelly last night? The trans man? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first bisexual experience. Y'all missed it?
Okay,
he put up a
naked
picture.
Finally calling you on the air.
Hi.
Maybe they took it down. If I find it, I'll tag you, London.
Hi.
Hi.
Let's talk about the girls who got pumped and just don't write no more.
Huh?
Say that again.
Let's talk about the girls. Went out and got pumped, and it just don't write no more.
They got pumped, and it just don't work no more.
They don't look
right
anymore. Well, you start naming them, baby. Go ahead on.
Give us a couple names.
Well, weren't they saying Sanaya in the room?
Hello.
I mean, Sanaya's cheeks hang low, but not that low.
Yeah, it's
her. What about Selena Khan?
Oh.
Yeah, her cheeks are ruined.
Hold on, whose cheeks hang low? Sanaya's cheeks did not hang low.
Yeah.
They praise God on the Most High.
They're below her jawbone, girl.
Selena Khan's cheeks cry for her eyes. They don't. Her eyes don't cry. Y'all see it when she gets into arguments with that guy?
Thank you, caller. Okay, we have We got a lot of private callers tonight.
Yes, it was Rebecca O'Shea, the ice box. That's right.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
That's cool. I was just going to talk about, I was on my way into Lowe's today to buy some plumbing and shit.
That's the same guy.
It's the same guy. Hang up on the bitch.
I did.
Wait,
he was going to say something about that pipe. He was going to run that pipe through somebody's ass. I knew he was going to say something. And I was not going to sit around and wait for that.
I need some pipe.
But every time I see Mike, anytime I see Mike Mizza, I think about that iconic video of him and Kelly reading each other. That shit was so funny, baby. He followed Kelly up them steps and she shut his orange ass down. That shit was funny. Baby.
But what's going on with the T with Sebastian Allure fighting in Detroit?
Who did she fight?
Wait a minute.
Marquise.
Which Marquis?
I think that he is in Ebony.
Marquis Ebony.
Okay, Marquis, is that Tony's child or that's somebody's child?
Dick, what you doing? Driving an 18-wheeler?
Right.
That's
God is that's God is son.
I don't know who that is. That's not me.
That's God is
son. Oh, okay.
She likes to fight.
He been kicking ass though lately though. He whooped Charles Dutch too.
Sound like he kicking ass and taking names.
Work for kicking ass.
And not pulling out a gun like Loco.
Oh. But did y'all see that post that Sanaya did? Wasn't that towards Loco? Isn't Loco a Revlon?
Yep.
Yeah, like the post when she said you look like a boy.
She looked like a blowfish.
No, Loco said Sanaya looked like a blowfish. Sanaya replied and said she looked like a boy or something like that.
She is a boy.
Right.
Wow, I live for this picture.
But something about that fight did seem forced, the one that Kelly recorded. It just seemed like the girl wanted, you know, like they just wanted the fight for no reason. She was like, hit him, Carmen. Punch him, Carmen. But that's how we all. In New Orleans,
Carmen,
like, this come on saying
about
her saying cousin. And I don't call my cousins by name. I do say cousin. I don't care.
I don't ask questions, London. I just record.
Yep. Girl, and you see when the crowd ran, Kelly stood right there and just recorded.
You were right there. You didn't hear over here what it was about? You didn't see what started it or what?
It was something about somebody spitting in somebody's car and something.
Something he spit on
you
the window.
You're talking about where the child was like, punch him in the face. Punch him in the face. Or
Rodney said to tell everybody hello.
Yeah,
hi, Rodney.
Hey,
Rodney.
Hey, child.
I think that child's name was Rio.
Rodney, though, I like you.
Okay, I bet this is that same strange private caller. Let's see. Private caller, you're on the air.
It sound like private
okay, now you're about to be disconnected. Ooh.
My private caller, you're breathing on the air.
Private caller, you're messing on the
980248. Oh, that's Dick. Okay.
Why Shamika, why somebody just was in my inbox said, you sound like that ghetto bitch from In Living Color. I beg your pardon.
Oh, no.
For me?
Yes.
What,
I don't know what Shamika is on the phone. Hey, Shamika. I meant to call
Naima.
You, too.
You didn't hear me say, hey, Naima.
I'm sorry. You know I meant to call you, too, because you know we still got to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Naima, the girl said you didn't hit up T.S. Madison because you wasn't getting your coin.
they said that she supposedly said you have to do a photo shoot without being paid, like a free photo shoot that can still be put on her website and stuff. And I said maybe that's why Naima didn't put her 12 inches out there.
No, you have to do a video. Then you have to even submit the application. You got to have like 5 photos and all this other shit. Talking about no salty dick.
Right, and you're giving her the rights to all that. That's too much to put up front.
Oh,
no.
You know? Yes, Pebbles. That's Pebbles, honey. That's Pebbles 2013.
Oh, no, honey. That's all right.
Naima's just rather put hers in the group so all the ebonies that's in the group can see.
Hello, Naima.
Hey, Rodney.
The devil is a liar. Hello, Naima.
I told y'all I knew he was going to come on here.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Rodney. Hey.
What's up?
No,
oh, my God.
Did time go back yet? Because time is moving slow tonight. How the
right,
it, was
it
like
is.
One
it's only 12:51.
Uh-huh.
I will call to mess with Naomi. I can put you back on hold, Jason.
Okay, Rodney. Have a good night.
You too.
Man, somebody in my inbox said, Jason, you sound cute as shit.
he want to slay your box.
Ooh. Well, why he in your box and not mine?
This person on your inbox has to be your best friend.
This person knows me very well, and I can't say no names.
They
that's
know
your best
names.
Friend, the same one who was on three-way, and that's he feel like I saw a ghetto girl from living color.
Tamika, hold on, pause. First of all, it was not him who said you look like the ghetto girl. Like I said, if I
you said sound
I mean,
like. Oh, they said I look like the ghetto girl?
No, I mean sound like. That's what I mean sound like. It wasn't him. It was actually a fake profile.
Well, I'm sorry,
hit my own cut.
Well, tell whoever that was, thank you, and I don't bite. They can speak. I only bite if you want me to.
Ooh.
And I saw an extra.
He was cute red line because he accused me. I asked, was he a fake profile? And he told me I was a fake profile. And I said I wasn't. And he said my picture was fake. I don't know who that is.
Like, somebody asked for your picture fake today. I was like, "That's my daughter's picture is not fake."
Okay.
Somebody put a picture of Sanaya in the room, y'all.
I am not. Nope.
Oh, that's
nope.
Supposed to be Sanaya? Oh.
The girls play too much.
I'm not telling him that inbox. I'm not. I refuse. Nope.
Tell whoever it is to inbox me. They don't have to be shy. That is so sad.
Hey, child.
Naima, don't hate, girl. I'm gonna call into your show Thursday and just breathe in the phone.
I think Marquise Revlon needs to give it up. Isn't she like 50?
Somebody in the room said that Tony Revlon needs to give it up with all them knots in his face.
Yeah, they said his bumps look like gravel or something like that.
Ooh, that just hurt my stomach.
They
that just
said
hurt my stomach.
Look like gravel in his face.
I quit.
Bob, I'm sorry. They posted that mugshot and he with that white shit on his head. Oh, that shit was hilarious. Like, they gave him a dunk camp.
The girl just said it looks like his pyramids on his cheek.
Dick is good. Dick is delicious.
They want to know, are you from D.C., Jason?
No, I am from the Eastern Shore.
Oh, that's me too. Salisbury, Maryland, representing him.
Girl, be more specific.
I know. We come from the South. I don't know what that means. The Eastern Shore. What the fuck is that?
Okay, I'm going to say that. You know what, I'm a thick boy, and I represent the thick boys. But you know what, some of you thick boys, I'm in this group that's on Facebook, and I'm not going to put the group out there because some of y'all are probably in the group. But what annoys me about that group, and I think that group needs to retire, because those big boys in that group, or the thick guys in that group, make normal thick guys that are not thirsty seem very thirsty. All you got to do is I changed my Facebook picture, because when you know Jasmine said, as y'all watching the show, which I was the only person that did it, Jasmine said, as you watching the show, change your picture so I can see your expressions. So I changed my Facebook picture. Do you know that since I changed that picture, I have gotten so many freaking friend requests and nasty people hit me up in my inbox from that group.
I joined the fucking group. Was it Gay Chubs or some shit for Shite? So as soon as I added myself, I put my picture in the group and was like, hi, everybody, I'm Calvin, blah, 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 blah. I get somebody Skyping me with their dick all in the motherfucking camera. I get inboxes talking about, and it's mostly Arabian guys. Like Muhammad, Jabajiba, and I'm like, what the fuck?
let me tell you this. My ex-boyfriend is Arabian. My most recent ex-boyfriend is Arabian. And oh, my God. They will scare the shit out of you. Sex-wise, they have, like, black skin penises. and we're well, all,
no, some of the Arabian guys, yes, they do got some meat on them.
It's really,
Oh, did you hate? I used to hate when I would be on the party line and the bitch would come in the room and play music and get you locked in the room.
And blow they be locked in three rooms, blowing that bitch up.
Okay, we have a caller. 213-245-213-245.
Hello.
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 Yeah, so I want to know, why do Jack ask the sex siren boys how big their dicks is before he before they walk?
Oh, what?
She said, why do Jack ask the sex siren boys how big their dicks are before they walk?
Oh,
maybe
no.
He wants to climb that pole, darling. I don't know. Carla, can I ask you a question? Why are you telling Elmo?
Ooh. Why do they ask their questions and they hang up? That's so crazy. Okay, let me see who's still. Naeem, are you still here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Jason, they said, do you be in a club in D.C.? He said they said they think they see you a lot in a club in D.C.
Who they probably see is my nephew, Brandon, who looks like me, because I don't, once my nephews were at the age that they could start going to clubs, I stopped going because I was not partying with my nephews.
My nephew's only 10 years old. How old are you?
I'm in my 30s. My oldest nephew is 27. My oldest nephew is about to be 30. Oh, my God, I'm old. And my youngest nephew his brother is 26.
Oh, okay. You must got older sisters and brothers then.
Mm-hmm. I'm the baby.
Auntie.
Okay. What'd you say, Callie?
You're auntie, honey.
Well, no. In gay years, since I came out at 16, in gay years, I'm motherfucking ancient.
Yes, I know, honey.
6 o'clock.
Once again, look, this is the last message I'm sending. Jason, they said they is an old head as well. They almost 30. Look, Jason, are you a top or bottom so I can squash this inbox shit right now?
What are they?
Wait a minute. I can answer that.
Right.
I think I've made it clear since the beginning of time. I think everybody on this show has made it clear.
Well, if you've been a bottom bitch, then my inbox needs to leave me the fuck alone.
Well, tell them to inbox me.
Yes, if they're bottom, they need to be talking to J-Rock.
Inbox. Kelly
or Dick Johnson.
J-Rock not
on top.
Yes, J-Rock. Ooh.
Ooh. Naeem, you said J-Rock at the top?
I didn't say that, so I tried it. I did not say that. That was not me to say.
Okay, one of my brothers just hit my inbox and said I am a biological bottom, whatever the fuck that means.
Oh, well, my inbox just gave, I am not a bottom, I am a top, boo.
Oh, well, praise God, we can get married tomorrow.
Okay.
New husband.
2 inches. 2 inches.
So, Kelly, what balls is mother getting ready to storm next, Kelly?
Oh,
you said what?
Killing me tonight.
What ball is mother coming to storm next?
I don't know.
So, Kelly, what was the first meal that you made when you finally got home?
I made some Greggs and scrambled eggs and sausage.
You still on that jail food, girl?
That's not
That's not the first thing I ate, but that's the first thing I cooked. The first thing I ate was my daughter, Lay, made me some empanadas.
Yes.
Ooh.
Kelly, do y'all have Scrapple in New York?
What?
Okay, I guess not. Scrapple?
I know.
Yeah, okay.
What's that?
Scrapple? Okay, like, if I tell you what it is, you're never going to want to eat it. So, Scrapple is like this gray block at first, but it's made of, like, all the extra parts of the pig, but it's minced up and chopped up and mushed into a block. And you cut
and
it and you, eat, and you fry it. It's very
it's
good.
It's actually kind of good if you got a taste, if you got to have a acquired taste for it, but it's actually kind of good.
It's delicious, bitch.
That's
you
with some grits and some eggs and cheese. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
My taste buds are shady, so
I mean, but that's what hot dogs are. That's what
but you
is.
Like, but mother, don't you eat spotty dick?
somebody just hit me up and said, yeah, they have it in New York.
Oh, okay.
But you eat, well, but you're from London,
don't.
Mother, so don't you eat spotty dick?
They sell it at TikTok and they sell it at IHOP.
Okay, well, just in case you don't, the first time I ever meet you and I come over for dinner or lunch or whatever, I'm bringing you some Rapper Scrapper.
Baby, baby, no pork over here, baby.
they got beef
scrapples.
Oh, okay.
So I posted a recent pic of me serving face. Sitting. Perfect guy.
Oh no! Oh, that's a oh mother.
Don't come.
Oh my God, time is really going slow. It's only 1:03.
No, I don't know about eating. Oh, my grandmother used to eat hog head cheese. That is so nasty.
That's so funny.
Hog head cheese it's lunch meat, but it's.
Don't people eat it with crack or something?
Salt
that is
meat.
So fragile.
Yeah, salt. Some people call it salt. Some depending on where you're from, some people call it soft meat. Some people call it hog head cheese.
They call it souse, not sauce. My grandma used to eat that shit. It's got like a vinegary flavor, and it's kind of gelatinous. It's got the pieces of the hog head in it, like except for the eyes and the brains and shit, but like the cheek, the ears. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Oh, wow.
Girl, all I know is these fools in this room better stop trying me.
And so, they make it into a cheese, or it's just the head of the pig
meat,
or something?
It's a meat, but they call it cheese.
It's a meat, but they call it cheese. They like Naima. Next time you go in the Lexington Market, you in the city, and you go to Lexington Market, tell them you want to see what it look like, and they'll show it to you. It looks nasty.
Dick, are you still on the line,
Dick?
So, do I go and I say, can I see what your meat looks like?
It depends on who's behind the counter, child.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, mother, it depends on who's behind the counter.
Shamika.
Yes.
Remember they used to have that sign in New Orleans that say you just can't beat Wagner's meat?
Wagner's meat? I used to stay by Wagner's on Costa Canal.
J-Rock, where have you been?
It ain't nothing worse than going to Ocean City.
They have a Wagner's that open back up.
Ain't nothing worse than going to Ocean City and he's looking at the sign that says, we've got crabs, Dick's crabs.
Girls are fierce in here.
I've been being quiet because I didn't, you know, I wanted to make sure that the show was really good, you know, because I don't want to, you know, upset the room and everything, you know.
What? We don't want to upset Granny on her last days.
Wait a minute. Wait, I'm trying to remember where we were. I think we were driving on our way to Atlanta, and they had this sign that said, eat at Dick's. Was that on our way to Atlanta?
I don't know what is so funny.
Naima is silly. I don't have time.
Naima, what are you pulling out?
Is Dick still on the line?
I'm right here. I'm doing something real quick. Give me a second.
Okay, baby. I'm fine.
That's something I was just reading. I advise it to you.
No, no, you must share the tea, bitch. Share the tea.
I done forgot what I was getting ready. To say. Oh shit! I'm gonna have to start writing shit down. Oh god.
Mother, that is a stern teacher.
I am. Stern
teacher. Where the hell have you been?
I am sitting. Thank you.
Way from London. That picture you put up of Granny last night. Yeah.
Nice. I had to take care of some business and lock up, so.
You had to lock up. Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, lock up. Clank, clank.
Yes.
Somebody hit my inbox and said you was taking care of your Jack date, so that's why you was on mute.
Tell Devin I said to get out of my business.
Oh, yeah, I just noticed you just came back, huh, J-Rock? Where have you been?
Huh? And I was the one that said Trey was on the way.
What'd you say?
That's how I just realized you were back with the Wagner thing. Like, where were you? That was you driving?
Well, I know what I was going to say. The first time I ever seen, the first time I ever been in a Winn-Dixie was when I was in New Orleans.
First time I ever been in the Winn-Dixie, I was in Florida.
And Winn-Dixie is higher than motherfucking Walmart. Mm-hmm. They said for that shit.
Not if you got a Winn-Dixie card.
They don't do nothing. Them 10 and 30 cents, what the fuck that's going to do for me when y'all chocolate is $7.99? Oh, no.
Well, then it helps me.
That is not helping me.
So let me tell you something, baby. I go in there and I make groceries there all the time.
I mean, no shade, and I'm not rushing nobody, but the girls are still wondering where the fuck this Sanaa video is.
Ain't there.
I'm still waiting on my green dot from Dick. I ain't got time.
Ooh.
Right.
I'm not about to tell this.
Not the green guy.
So how do y'all, okay, so how do, let me ask, how do y'all feel about the Chris Brown incident?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, his career is over.
Did y'all hear about, they said Trey Songz was trying to get into the courthouse and fight him?
Yes, he was, trying to stand by his man. Trey Songz was trying to stand by his man.
He brought his own dumbness with Tommy. I'm gonna be the one that bring it to you.
They did say that the reason Chris Brown went off on that person was like, I'm not a fucking faggot, or some shit like that, and then hit the boy. So it was
right. He was like, I'm not a fucking faggot.
They said he was
like
defending himself.
Well, no shade. The hotel where he was at, that's known for prostitution in D.C. and a lot of trainees over there too.
That W Hotel. Friend.
Yeah, and that's where the upscale training be at. Trick.
Ooh.
Yeah,
so
I used to be over there working in my farm.
And what happened, London? They told you couldn't sit with the girl?
No, their prices went up.
You know what,
I did many of things I am not proud of in D.C., honey. New York Avenue, Ohio Avenue, bitch.
No,
my name's very well.
It's
wait a minute.
New
who
York
is
Avenue.
This fish supposed to be? This do-do-do-do-do.
Girl, that's the night of it.
That's supposed to be.
You know what, Mona? I would tell you why my face is sunk in after I ate up. No, you know what? No help for you.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh.
I'm still waiting on somebody to say that name. I'm about to do a raspberry, bitch.
Ooh, Penny. Penny, 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 Penny. Y'all are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs tonight.
Bitch, but that motherfucker said when Peter kept saying Meg, and every time he listened to you, that shit, I die.
He was like,
then he said it.
He was like, Meg.
London.
Yeah.
Can you accept one of my friends that I just that I sent the invite to?
What? In the group?
Yeah, in your room. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, London. I'm sitting here scrolling up and down my timeline for the past 3.5 minutes looking for this damn picture. And because I was not expecting the bitch that you put up. I done scrolled past this post about 4 times. Like, okay, maybe this is not her. And then I finally see your name. I'm like, bitch.
Sitting, right? Sitting.
Sitting, bitch. It's the hard knock life, bitch.
What?
And,
Shanique Thompson is my
life.
I love
that. Pinky winky.
I can't wait. Tinky winky.
Yes, Tinky winky.
La la.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking shit.
Bitch, I'm in tears over this.
Oh, shit. We gonna take a commercial break and
come. Yeah, I'm not yet, bitch.
Oh shit, this night has been a fucking key of child. If they ain't getting their life tonight, oh god.
Shamika, I'ma inbox you, bitch.
Wait, well, am I out of the loop, bitch? I'm not.
No, I'm about to do. I'm about to tell you now, mother.
Thing.
I'm about to tell you now, mother.
Right, I'm about to inbox all of the group.
Y'all girls are so fair.
And what is where did Kelly go? Where did Kelly go?
Kelly, are you there?
I'm here.
So I know that I was on the phone, but I heard what you said. Now you've been in Jamaica a long time, and we ain't had, you know, I've been like free Kelly and everything, but I heard the statement about Naima is in Texas, and that's why I wasn't on the phone. I want to let you know that I caught that.
Oh, I was only repeating what was said in my inbox. It's on this fucking phone screen.
I thought that was you. But welcome back, because I didn't know where you was last night when I came on the phone. But welcome back,
Shamika. Pass one.
London, did you let him in?
Who's breathing
what?
Like
you
that?
Who the fuck is breathing like? Girl, that's Devin. We don't have no sandwiches tonight. Get off the phone. No Subway sandwiches tonight.
Shamika, call press 1. I'm looking for your number. I don't see it. I don't see
504.
No. I know, but I don't see it. Yes, she says she's in the queue.
Girl,
but
y'all done dropped Shamika like Eric and Katrina.
Shamika, you're bad.
You say it, Kelly, because I don't see it.
I see it.
They dropped me like a what?
They tried to drop you like Hurricane Katrina, girl.
Too early. No, too late. Never mind.
I don't. I would never take off this button. It was a blessing and a curse.
Let me inbox on London, honey. Hold on.
Wait, I got some tea for the girl.
Spell it, bitch. Spell it.
Oh, Lord. hey, fake profiles, quit trying to get, I'm not going to accept your friend request, so stop it. And to the girl that was trying to read me last night, don't read me in the official, don't read me in the official ballroom and then come into my inbox with your fucking lovey-dovey messages, you tired, faggoty-ass queens.
Name names, that's what we do on Tuesday. We name names on Tuesday.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. I can't say her name. I can't say her name because if I say her name, I'm gonna have to do the thing. You know what? I'm supposed to do them like I used to do the Dark Claw and just stop mentioning the names all together. Bitch, I don't know what's going on.
Naima.
Seen it, London.
Fans will make me dance.
Yes.
Wait, all right. Let me try to find her. How's going?
You was a bad
Calvin, did your secret friend, did they just send me a friend request? That's all I need to know.
That's what I'm not even telling her date.
Did you just send him a friend request? Yes.
There's a whole lot of shit going on in the... It's a whole lot of shit going on in the background. And
yeah,
I ain't talking about the noise.
You was on Jack. You was on Jack, so you missed a whole lot.
Wait,
but
no, you
didn't miss nothing. I was right here. I heard everything.
Wait, you wanted me to add Tito's tank?
No, no, hold on. I'm going to see his page. Hold on, honey.
Why you can't just tell us?
Hold on, that's my underwear.
Because how big is the baby? How big is your grandbaby? I need some new pictures.
He don't want to be all out in the open like that.
Oh, I'll take some pictures. She's big. She's big as Chanel.
Ooh.
Oh. That's big.
Make sure Andre doesn't fuck her pretty soon. Oh.
What does this feel about somebody shitting on somebody at the Aga Ball in the bathroom?
What?
Oh, God.
We're not talking
about...
They
shitted on somebody. They said shit it in there and left it in there. You nasty
bitch. Yeah, we talked about that a few minutes ago.
They had the all in the room and everything.
Didn't they say that was new?
They flooded the floor and Letitia stepped in the sewage.
That was new.
Remember, we talked about it. It was your house, brother.
It was my mother. Girl, y'all talk. Well,
they was trying to flush them signs that they spelled wrong down the toilet.
Oh, man.
No, bitch, they were trying to flush them 15 condoms you used right down the toilet.
15, bitch, I don't get it in like that. Wrong girl.
Right, church, wrong.
So, hold on, I have a question. Hey, you remember that picture they put up? It looked like a straight dude, but everybody kept saying it was a trans man. Is it really a trans
man? That's what I wanted to tell you about.
You got a pussy.
How could it not be a trans man when
I
had the vagina?
I got tea for the girl. Please play me the broken man.
Oh, shit.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
So, Dick, was Cameron's pussy really that good?
What?
So, Cameron Ebony and Dick Johnson had some fun, and I kind of got a little picture of the inboxes going on between the two, and I'm posting it inside the room right now. Enjoy.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Refresh, bitch, refresh.
And
which
rum?
Which rum?
And the official ballroom.
Oh, okay, because I'm chilling. People are
chilling.
Ah,
who is
outside driving in a car?
J-Rock, can you mute it, baby?
I don't do porno at this age, so I know that's not going to come up.
That's Kelly over there on that speakerphone.
Baby, that could never be me.
Oh, I thought that was you. I thought you were driving.
My car is very silent.
My pussy tastes
and so is the people in there.
Naima, baby, listen, I'm not on speakerphone. I have the phone on my ear, love, okay? And I have my cell phone in my other hand, okay, love cake?
You see how the wide it is? It must be in a T-body. Is it in a T-body, Mom?
I can't find it.
It's not in the official room. Let me go look in the T-body.
Look, well, you pulling stunts like
oh, wait a minute. I see it now. Cameron Ebony Hole with ooh.
Where is it?
Oh, there it is.
Somebody.
Yes, that pussy talk real talk. Yes, make
ooh,
that pussy
is.
Talk.
I get you, Shamika. I got you.
Yeah,
yes,
I
make
see
that pussy talk.
Thank you, Calvin. I have it.
You're welcome, baby.
So, Dick, was it really that good?
He said that pussy
you
was good.
You said
cool,
what?
Girl. Oh, he saw Piper sound like Bishop.
Hold on, but we don't have proof that it was Dick. We don't. I don't see Dick's name nowhere on here.
Right.
I got a source that told me it was Dick Sausage.
Oh.
So Dick, can you clarify? What was that? You or was it not?
Let's just say a fella never kisses and kiss and tells.
Oh, it was you, whore.
It was not, yeah.
I mean, it's no shade. It's no shade or whatever the case it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm good with it. Whatever the case it is. You know what I'm saying? A fella never kisses and tells.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
We can all read between the lines. It's cool, Dick. Don't worry about it. If it was good, it was good.
Wow, help
that's okay,
like
I asked
that
you this.
Cola.
Would you go back for more?
You said what?
Would you go right. back for more?
If he's not going to kiss and tell, he definitely not going to say that.
Right.
Well, child, he gave the very, you know, Dick, you gave the very, that ass is crazy good. He said, what, you forgot? He said, oh, yeah, that pussy is the truth.
Oh, so he's had this pussy more than once. And she had to remind him, you forgot, nigga.
Right, I can't say nothing worse than a faggot calling their hoe a pussy.
Wait, no, she didn't call her hoe a pussy.
I know he did, but I'm just saying, like, that's just, ugh.
Who was that talking, Calvin?
Yes, baby.
Yeah.
What you got over there?
I got a nice, plump, beautiful, juicy asshole, baby.
What?
Is it clean?
Ooh. Trust and believe it's clean, baby. Trust and believe it's clean. You can come dip your stick in and I'll bet you to come out pristine, bitch.
So, Dick, I have a question. Dick, have you ever dated, like, straight women? Like, had sex with straight women?
Yeah, he got children, remember?
Yeah,
he does. I'm so sorry, Dick, you do. I'm so sorry. You do.
So, J-Rock, is it true you did commentator versus commentator?
Who y'all see? J-Rock or Jasmine Khan? I'm both J-Rock.
One Jasmine Khan.
Jasmine Khan, no. How you supposed to be a trans bitch? You don't say trans, you say queer. No.
So J-Rock, did you and Dick decide what ball y'all were walking and what category? Because if it's a realness category, I think I want to walk that category too.
No, we have not decided. I told him to pick the ball and I'll be there.
Okay, well, I think y'all should pick. I want it to be a realness category.
Can it be near D.C. or Maryland? Because I want to be there. Like, I would show up for this.
There ain't no use of showing up. I'm giving you the results right now.
No shade. I'm
going
against Sally, Big Girl Real.
You won what? You came in second?
You see how I just did that? That's you right there.
Penny.
My pussy
tastes like Pepsi Cola.
Okay, callers. Okay, this is what we're going to do. Callers, call in and see who you give your vote to. Me, J-Rod for realness, Dick for realness, or me for realness.
Or Calvin for big girl realness. I'm going to put on my piece, bitch. I'm going to get my mother's church skirt out the closet.
Oof, we got people pressing one.
But Kelly, the only one who walk it.
Who?
Kelly's the only one who walk it.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I think, who's the realest of them all, or is what kind of category is it?
It's a real category.
Butch Queen Realness.
Butch Queen Realness.
F-F, which one? You said Butch Queen?
It's Butch Queen Realness, come as you are.
Come on, Butch Queen.
Okay, BQ. Okay, well, I think, shit. I mean, depending on the panel, I think it should be that boy that said it, I think.
That would be me.
Yeah, you.
So that's
you
one me. Thank you, Carla.
I'm sorry, Jason. That person sounds like it has a good judge of character.
That boy sounds like he just got finished riding a dick.
We about to do a recount.
That's one. That caller said me, so that's one me.
That
so next caller.
Like he just got finished riding the dick. Ain't no
y'all hating. 773-778. 773-778, you're on the air.
And we can't chop nobody.
Oh, child.
Yeah, no sandwiches on
I was just asking because I just wanted to be able to figure out if we could do that.
Give your vote, baby.
Can
maybe
you give your vote?
Before
I give my vote
to
Jason.
Can you give your vote, please?
You know what? I was going to give my vote to you. Now you get chopped. Now I'm giving it to J-Rock. Let's move on.
Okay, well, that's one J-Rock. Thank you, Jared. Okay, so that's one J Rock. Okay. Private caller, you're on the air.
Ain't real.
Private caller, you're on the air. Okay. Thank you, private caller. Nobody got that vote.
All you got to do is give your vote, girl. Don't be scared.
And then when we get done, we're going to ask the panel.
For real.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Don't ask
me
shit. I want
to find Jason for real.
That's two, Jason. Thank you, private caller.
No,
you back
Jason. Yeah, well, you know what? That is a vote. That is a vote. That is a vote. That is a legal vote.
Jason.
That was my inbox person.
That's 2J1J Rock.
Girl.
It's
some shit. One chop J Rock. Okay, so you chop J Rock, but that still leaves me and Dick Johnson.
Yeah, one you.
But so far, I'm about
one
to take this
you.
Category. Thank you, Carla.
If you can't, maybe you can't. No, if you can't stop.
Okay.
Oh, we already got our hands.
612-612-326.
612-326. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to give my vote to. I believe his name is Dick.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hold on. Thanks. Somebody just inboxed me and said, is Jake Rock wearing the leather pants in this battle?
No.
What?
Somebody just texted me and said, give it to your girlfriend. Give it to your girlfriend.
Somebody said, if Jake Rock wearing them leather pants, it's a chop.
Ooh, well, it's a chop. Okay, well,
y'all still can't take my leather pants that y'all seen one time from 2 years ago because I was sexy in them, and y'all look like motherfucking goddamn
Eddie Murphy in them pants. You look like Goody Goo.
Somebody say, how big is Big Johnson's dick? And he may get my vote.
Oh. He posted
that's
a picture.
Illegal
but
that's not realness.
We
want
about realness, not
dick. Well, I didn't already.
That's
the category
realness.
Is closed.
You've
I've
never
already
won.
So, I mean, okay,
you know what?
So
I'm not. I'm walking away from this because I don't walk.
No, no.
Realness.
You see.
Did you just say this was
right
Fem
now.
Queen realness?
I don't walk Fem Queen realness. So I'm walking away.
Oh,
that's
you
the
try.
With the ballroom right now. They just want to have the girls. Jason, I'm taking that vote back. Dick, I'm taking that vote back. None, no. I can't with the girls. One and a half with the girls so they give them their vote. No.
That's what they do.
What?
They do that at a ball.
Isn't that how they go in the ballroom?
No, you can't do that, mother. You can't do that. They do that at a ball. It's a ball. Give
yeah,
it to
the
girls.
Ball.
I want to thank everybody that gave me their vote.
No. See, I would never win because them hoes know they could never, on their best day, get up in this. But they think they got a chance with you, Jason, because, bitch, they voted. They voted, bitch.
Damn. So shady. You
can't say, give it to your girlfriend. Give it to your girlfriend. Yes, give it to your girlfriend.
Please, no more inboxes about nasty shit. I'm not asking him that.
Oh, this has been a fun night.
I can't wait to Jasmine have this YouTube ball or whatever she's going to do.
Yes, honey, we walking that YouTube ball. Yes, mother,
you
when
know,
you come
you
out with them categories,
think,
we are walking.
I bet you're going to walk too.
Okay, so the callers gave their vote, so now the panel has to give their vote.
Okay.
Well,
and mother, you can't vote because your children. It's a competition between your children, so you can't vote.
They've been in a ballroom.
Although you love me more.
I ain't walked out, so I can vote. I didn't walk. So I'm gonna give my vote to my youngest, J Rock.
So that's still two. I'm still in the lead.
I got to give my vote to J-Rock only because I want to battle him in commentary versus commentary.
So because you want to battle him, you giving him your vote?
Yes, he's not the battle.
No, don't ask no questions. Move on down the motherfucking path.
No, so because you
want to
battle him... So because you want to battle him, you're giving him your vote.
Move down the fucking panel. Nobody stop when everybody wants to get in your motherfucking case. So don't be moving somebody from the panel.
Bitch, I'm storming the judges panel. Bitch, where my motherfucking taser?
No. Go down the line.
So that's 2 J-Rock. So I still got more votes than you anyway, so it don't matter. Shamika?
I'm not voting.
Ooh.
Shamika, you the tiebreaker, bitch. Come on.
Yes, Shamika, you the tiebreaker.
I'm not a good judge.
I still got more votes than him.
I'm not a good judge of that because they're all men to me. I don't know what to say. Realness. What? They're all men. They're all real. I don't fucking know.
No. Shamika.
Okay, if J-Rock was walking, you came into a store and you saw J-Rock first and then you saw me, who would you think was gay?
A girl.
Depending on what
woman,
they had.
Jason?
Bitch, you wear leather pants and lady sweaters and you calling me a woman?
I can just say in his uniform, it doesn't have to be J-Rock,
because
I would think Jason.
Thank you, Jasmine. That's my phone.
I'm a boss-ass bitch.
This is a fact.
I'm
a boss-ass
boss
baby. Listen. Hey, Shamika.
How you going to come on the radio to keep kidding?
Because I'm sitting here
throwing up in my mouth.
What?
I'm gagging at the fact that some of you really think that you are that real.
Ooh.
That someone would walk into a store and think that you were pure realness.
Wait a minute, Jasmine. I'm going to need you to break that one down because
well, first of all, Jasmine, it's an illusion just like ballroom. So this is ballroom illusion.
Someone said illusion they gave their vote to the big homie.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how it went or what was happening. I was in the back count. I was in the back counting the money, and I heard there was a discrepancy up here. So can we get a recount? Who's actually walking?
Me, J-Rock, and Dick.
And who got the votes?
I got all the votes from the callers.
No,
and
you
Monday
don't.
Gave,
you can't
he
even
didn't get all the
count.
Shit. All he got was all the cum.
I got all the who?
The cum.
He got two votes from somebody that wanted to
I know. Let's
him.
See. There is one, I got a text message from a vote saying give it to your girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I'm. Is this open to all realness?
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
It's just Butch Queen realness. Yes. Everybody
bring
realness.
It as you
no,
are
is it,
realness.
Is it Butch
yeah,
Queen?
But-
Butch Queen versus Butch Queen and drag's realness, or is it? I really don't
know. No, it's Butch Queen realness. But I told them I was stepping away from the panel because I don't want film queen realness. But they want to.
I can't tell with them leather pants and that turtleneck sweater.
Yeah.
You keep bringing up the same damn thing, okay? Prince wearing goddamn leather pants and he's fucked up
Polonia. I can put a kufi on my head and a suit and a bow tie and look like Malcolm X too. Next. In fact, I have pictures. Let's post them.
Well, then, fuck the suit and the bow tie. Let me take you through the motherfucking hood, through the projects, and we're going to see who get clocked first.
Okay.
So I do it
right,
every day on a daily basis,
so
and they have never.
This is what I dare you guys to do. I've been saying this, but people don't take the time to do it. I dare you guys to create a category, and we can present it tomorrow night. Go film yourself 30 seconds or whatever, a Vine video, 30 seconds, Instagram video, or whatever. Tomorrow night we will have this category and record yourself maybe in a store, catching the bus, somewhere in public, walking realness, and let everybody be the judge.
Y'all are going to fucking gag it.
Somebody gonna get shot.
I think that would be really, really cute. I mean,
okay.
Cause based on everything tonight, I mean, you know, no shade to you, Dick, or whatever, but you, to me, on all honesty, you're not really a ballroom participant, so I wouldn't vote for you. Jason, honey, I look at you as my little daughter, so I can't vote for you, so my vote would have to go, I would have to vote for J-Rock.
J-Rock is not fucking real.
If J-Rock getting the votes, boy, I quit. I'm leaving, boy. I'm about
y'all
to
y'all
set.
See, y'all doing
everybody
just like,
got 5 minutes
just
to get
like
out
everybody.
The ball because I'm about to set that bitch on fire.
Let me tell y'all something about realness, and this is why y'all keep fucking gagging, and I keep fucking gagging everybody. No, this is me just talking, and Jasmine can tell you that's just the way I talk. I use the fuck word a lot. I'm a sailor. Like I said, this is why everybody fucking gag. Everybody knows my voice, but when I step in front of a panel, you don't never really recognize who the fuck I am because I have many different looks. Now, when I step in front of the panel and I start talking to people and I talk in my regular voice and I'm not doing none of this ballroom shit, they gag when I say, I'm J-Rock. They be like, J-Rock who? Ebony, bitch. And then they be like, oh, bitch, you know, that's just how it is. When I get icons and legends that give me pins, I don't know them, so it's not give it to your girlfriend, sandwich eater. I don't know them, okay? So,
I'm just saying, the reason why I walk realness is because I saw all these guys walking realness, and I'm like, I know these motherfuckers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they are women. But every day I wake up, I got to walk around these motherfucking crazy-ass, hood-ass niggas, and then when somebody, nobody knows nothing. But if I tell a girl or if I tell a boy my tea, they still don't believe me. Even if they make a gay joke, even if they crack a gay joke and I say, man, I don't like how you did that. They'd be like, for what? And I'd be like, because I take that personal. Why are you taking it personal? Because I'm gay. Man, don't nobody think about that shit. We don't even never think about that. We don't even know till you keep bringing it up. That's why I stopped doing that. So, I mean, once I seen that, I walked the category and I won the category because I knew that I was more real than a lot of them thugs that ain't nothing but women. They bottoms by day and thugs by night. So I know. I know a power bottom when I see a power bottom.
Bottom by day and thugs. Wait,
and
okay,
I
think
we it's a gag. It's just a gag effect. It's just a gag effect.
Wait, man, I think we have a caller. Private caller, you're on the air. Hello?
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 Ooh, you hey, baby.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I've been on hold for like 10 minutes. Are we still voting for the category?
Yes.
Yeah, we
okay,
are.
And what's the category again?
Realness.
Bring
it
as
your all
realness.
Is it open to all realness or, you know?
Yeah, it's open to
which
all realness.
One Night Emo.
Did you find it?
Thank you. Thank you, Carla.
Oh.
Girl.
Oh,
okay,
this
we
is
have
taking me, take me back to old times.
Okay, this is, I don't care what nobody say, tonight was not late. Private caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Jason, look in your inbox.
Okay. The private caller, you're on the air. Okay, thank you. You're not on the air anymore.
Ooh.
Private caller, you're back.
Two chops, J-Rock.
Thank you, private caller.
not two chops from one person. I can't.
Oh shit, that picture that they put up in the room is not real though. I'm sorry.
Stay sad. Somebody in my inbox gave me that picture I put in your inbox, and they said, honey, with them Wonder Woman bracelets on, you are not realness.
Not the Wonder Woman bracelets.
Yeah, they can't take my Wonder Woman
picture.
Fuck you, Dave.
But it's not him, though. I swear to you,
drag.
I promise you.
Well, send me the picture. Let me see.
Oh, that picture with the, okay, well, this was at a white party, and I was at a gay event. So, of course, that's not going to be realness. I'm going to put that
in. Hold on. A ball is a gay event.
Okay, so it was Bring It As You Are realness. I'm about to put the picture. I'm Naeem. I'm about to start. So.
Well, Naeem is already in your inbox.
Oh, well, thank you.
So is Naeem walking this too?
Wait, the girl said, is Naeem walking in a suit?
Oh, shit.
Try to.
Fuck you, Dick Johnson, talk about gay boots.
I don't think you can say anything gay, I mean straight, if you put boots after it. You feel like, man, I'll punch that nigga in his face, boots, bitch. Boots.
Oh,
Oh, child. Okay, J-Rock, you want to play that game? I can do this all day with you, boo. I got pictures too, nigga.
J-Rock got that gay mustache, though, honey. I want you to
try
that mustache,
though. It's a mustache.
Hey, my mustache got a lot
real.
Of people on it, so don't
that's
worry about
real.
It.
It is real. It's real. Real gay.
Ooh. Ooh. Yes. All I got to say is give it to your girlfriend. Give it to your girlfriend.
You know, they could never take me. That's why the doctor slapped me when I came out of my mother's womb, because he couldn't fucking take it.
Yes. Give it to your girlfriend.
I don't know them hoes on the panel, so how they going to give it to their girlfriend?
Well, Naima, which one do you think is real?
You can't say that because when she give you the truth, y'all going to say give it to the girlfriend.
How do you
well,
know she's going to say it's you?
If y'all want the truth, honey, then it's two chaps. Oh, no.
No.
No, but, I mean, if I had to vote, I probably would give it to J-Rock.
Give it to your girlfriend.
I found one out of uniform.
Somebody just said he looked like he came out of Kelly Hopper's apartment.
Oh. Who are you talking about came out of Kelly Hopper's apartment?
That picture.
Bitch, that picture of London is the key.
No, that's real.
Thanks.
Now, look at
thank
that
you.
Picture.
That's real That's
about as real as I've ever seen you, but them eyes is giving you
them contacts are tearing them eyeballs up.
Did you just smoke some weed?
Yeah. That was when I was in the Dominican Republic.
Jason?
Yeah.
You can't stop. You got to stop buying your contacts from Sally's Beauty Supply.
Let me tell you something, Dick Johnson.
Where are y'all posting these pictures at? How come I can't see them?
We'll put you
in
the middle.
The Trust Tuesday Calendar.
Oh, Shamika said you
really?
Saw all that.
Jasmine, I just added you.
Let's put them in the room and let the official ballroom vote.
They already been in that room.
They're not in this room.
Prison fish.
Who just said somebody cool. like prison fish?
Yeah.
What the fuck is prison fish? Oh, my God. I got
it. I don't see the picture. Where's the picture at?
Oh, shit. It came before I added you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did
somebody
see the picture?
Fish?
No, I
y'all
can't
post
see
some
it.
More pictures.
I got an
inbox
to say
I was talking about.
J-Rock is a legendary fag out.
All right, I just posted another one.
Ooh, Chris, not real in that picture, honey.
Chris, what's up, Jasmine?
It was like Jason went to the beauty mall and bought. They had to say, "Oh, this is trade down, bitch."
Fuck y'all, I can't.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Glover has ruined my girlfriend.
I swear to God, I'm about to put this picture in this motherfucking chat. Don't y'all bitches put it in the room, bitch.
I'm done because Chris Glover didn't ruin my career.
Oh, you know what, Jasmine? I got a question to ask you.
Oh, Lord, that's real, Sheila.
Oh, Jasmine, Calvin, coming for you.
Yes, big girl realness.
Wait, I didn't know that was big real picture.
Somebody said Teletubby.
Naima, what's up?
Wait a minute. Hallelujah.
I'm trying to find the because they had sent me the screenshot. Hold on, because I want to ask you something, Jasmine. Because I know somebody, if
real,
anybody
man.
Noticed, huh?
Oh, you're not in there, Naima. You ain't going to see it.
I'm going for drags realness, y'all. Drags realness.
Oh, we got a new category.
You kind of gave me a little Celine Matthews in that picture, Kelvin.
Don't do that. I kind of find that offensive. Are you talking about before or after?
She still looked the same. She pulled up.
No, bitch. She paint a lot better now.
No, she barely
okay,
all
think
better
we
than
have
you
a,
in that picture.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait a minute. If you are listening from the Blog Talk room, you have about 6 minutes to call in before it goes into record mode. If we lose you once we go into record mode, have a good night. Thanks for tuning in. And make sure you tune in tomorrow with the State of Emergency Ms. Jasmine.
That
kind of
look like Kia Barbie.
Wait, I got a pic of me when I just started getting up and drive.
Oh, shit. Who is that, Big Joe?
Kevin said, who is that big girl? That's Kelvin.
That's Kelvin, bitch. Don't do me.
Ooh, no, Lola Ebony looks fierce.
That's Lola Ebony. They kind of look like Kaya the Barbie, whoever that is.
Wait a minute. Where are y'all looking at all of this at?
Naima, you're not in the elite group. Sorry.
That is serious.
You know what? Put a picture up of y'all smiling and let's see who can get through this building.
Oh yeah, don't keep count in realness.
You know, a lot of them when they start smiling, that bitch face come out.
Oh.
Naima.
Huh?
What did you have to ask me?
I was trying to, because the person tagged me in the screenshot, and now I can't even find the screenshot anymore, but, because I wanted to read it to you. well, anyway, I'll just tell you what they were supposed to say.
Yeah, I got 6 minutes to call in. Otherwise, we're about to go into record mode.
I can't take you with this blue secretary eyeshadow, Kelvin. Please.
Oh, no.
Everybody want to see these pictures, and I'm telling them it's not.
Oh, yes, Dick.
Oh,
I'm going to give you my wallet.
Look at this.
Yes, Dick, for that BGC picture.
Girl. She pointed a Wu-Tang Clan, bitch.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Put your hands in your pocket, nigga. Put your hands in your pocket, nigga.
I was a serious listener back over the last year. That used to be so funny. Him and Naima going back and forth.
I got like 30 people in my inbox asking me to put them in the group we put in pictures.
Right. I'm going to put every picture I posted in the group since y'all just want that.
Don't put my shit out there.
Oh, no,
okay,
man.
Okay, these are my private pictures. If I wanted them in there.
Don't do no shit like that. Fuck that.
Exactly. Most of all my pictures on Facebook anyway. It don't mean it's not like there's no shape. I mean, I look how I fucking look.
Wait, Dick, those lips look really wet.
Okay, yes, that lip gloss is popping. That lip gloss is popping.
Those lips are wet. No, I cannot take this picture.
Jason, was that before the hair? Girl, I'm not even. Mm-mm.
Okay, all right. Well, Jasmine, I can't find the thing because I've been looking for. But I'm gonna just ask you: is it possible that somebody can have a Blog Talk show? I'm gonna give you the tea in a second, but I want to ask you the question first. Is it possible that somebody can have a Blog Talk show and and have 30,000 listeners a month?
I don't see why not.
Okay. Well, damn, what was the other thing that they say? Something about 30,000 listeners a month, and, like, I think it's, like, supposed to be, I think they say they got, like, close to 100,000 followers or something like that or something on a fan page. Could that be possible?
They're lying.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you
no,
who it
no,
is.
No, no, that's very possible. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, wow. The girl who said that she got that many listeners and that many followers is Miss Angel Torres, honey. When she called herself reading me in the official ballroom.
Oh, did she get moved out the room? Where is she been?
She said that on her official podcast or podcast whatever, she's supposed to have like 30,000 listeners a month. And something like 100,000. I'm trying to find because it was I was tagged in the what's the name, but I can't find it no more. I gotta inbox the person, tell them to send it to me again. Mhm. So now let me ask you again. You still think that's possible with her?
Her show is actually very popular because it's a straight. It's not just pertaining to one society. It's actually deals with. She has a big fan base. She's out of Ormond Beach, Florida. So I actually think it is very possible. There's a lot of shows on Blog Talk, if you do your history on it or you look into it and stuff. Even this show has a large fan base.
Well, I know
like
this
show
does. Show. That's why I asked you, because I know that this show does for a fact. I only had to research it. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you look at this show itself has a very large base audience, and we're just pertaining to our community. I know his show dealing with political stuff and everything that he talks about, I don't see why it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't go that high because of the fact of the audience that he reaches out to. I mean, and like him or not, you know, a lot of the stuff that he says is very interesting, so you know that there's a lot of people that would listen to that type of show that he has. So, I mean, in all honesty, it's possible. It just depends on the people that he markets to. But I mean, what you have to do, the only way you can find out is like, I think he says he has a Twitter or something. Just go to his Twitter. Like Milan, I mean, it's no shade. A lot of people don't like Milan, but if he was able to get on Milan's Twitter page and all the rest of that stuff, he has thousands and thousands of people that follow him. You know, and that's just Milan. And we know Milan's resume. So if you got so many people that are following, it's all about the way you market yourself. So I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm not saying it's impossible either.
Yep, and Dick was marketing on BGC with those chicks.
Dick, no more BGC pictures. No
them
more
pics, and all I'm saying is if any of these pics get out this box, only six people is in there, and I know who did it.
Exactly.
I am saving this pic for a rainy day, girl, with your bob.
Hold on. I need your attention for a minute. All of y'all, I need your attention, okay?
Okay.
It's no shade about what I'm about to say. And I just got an inbox from somebody in the audience. The same thing that y'all doing is the same thing that some of y'all complain about that they do on Monday night with the secret organization. There's people out there there's people out there that are saying the same thing. Jasmine, as a part of the listening audience, for those that aren't in this secret group tonight, we are clueless at what the panel is talking about. Why neglect your audience? And that's how they're feeling. So maybe I know what y'all doing, y'all having fun with it and all that stuff, but in all honesty, the last 30 minutes has seemed like it's a private conversation between y'all, but y'all forget, y'all still got a whole bunch of callers and a whole bunch of listeners right now. Don't neglect them.
All right, so everybody
that's
listen.
Did I put up Jasmine? Can I put in the room?
I'm going to post a picture of Jason in the room, you guys.
That's what I said, post them in the room for everybody to see because they keep hitting the inbox.
Don't do that.
They keep saying, let me see. What are y'all talking about?
Oh, no.
See, I'm not scared to post my pictures. And for Chris Tito that post that picture, like I said in the comments, you would gag if you seen some of these back pages of these realness guys in drag trying to go and get a date. So, yeah.
She shouldn't. Miss Chris shouldn't be posting nothing of that anybody.
As
long as I don't post my last picture, I don't care.
Right. It's one picture you can't. Well, I got rid of that picture, so they can't post it. If you ain't save it, you can't post it.
Post all of my pictures. Post them all.
No, don't post all my shit.
I'm about to get all of you girls together.
That's how you do it.
She got the nerve to talk about, I'm so glad Jesus told me to block her. Bitch, you should want to block yourself. Look at the way that you look, creature.
Like a looker.
Naima, who are you read? Wait a minute, we got callers. Okay, here we go. 443-529, you're on the air.
Give it to your girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hello. Okay, well, you're
y'all
back
need to stop posting these fake. Y'all need to stop posting these fake pictures up of yourselves too.
Who posts the fake pictures?
Who?
Y'all should already know that. If y'all don't.
404-536.
Don't be mad at me, girls. Don't be mad at me.
Oh, Marcus, you could put me back on hold. I was calling to say y'all were being hypocritical about y'all's elite group. Well, not whatever you call it, secret group. But Jasmine's already addressed it. You can place me back on hold.
Okay.
Girl, you're the most secretest bitch out there, girl. Shut
up. Hi, Marcus. Marcus.
Hi.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord.
What happened?
You know.
Oh, bitch.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
London fucking bitch.
Don't ask me inbox. Well, no, don't inbox me because my iPad did. What happened? I forgot.
Business, honey. Business.
Oh, Jasmine, I'm waiting on the contract. So I want to make sure everything says everything right on the commercial. That, you know how the girl goes.
Okay.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay.
Jasmine, one last thing.
Yeah.
You know they stole the girl clothes from the pageant at her car?
Which one?
They stole Armani's clothes, the first runner-up.
Are you serious?
Really?
Jeez. That was my daughter. I know who did it.
Who did it? The reward out for her.
It was that Iman child, that girl. Stop sucking dick. It was
hard. This is Michael. Well, Michael,
London,
is you well, why would you steal somebody's clothes? You're never going to be able to wear them.
I'm going to. Mother.
Yes.
London, you fierce.
The shade is Marcus. We're going to talk about it. Marcus, we'll talk about it tomorrow because they hot tonight, honey.
Yeah, I know they were talking about the pageants tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna contact Kyla and tell her to tell me about her reign. I'm gonna see if I can get her to come on tomorrow. And talk about the pageants at work.
I'll handle
that.
Make sure she still has her clothes.
The Sunday too.
London. Uh-huh. I'm pissed. You ain't put nobody else's real pick in there but mine.
She put my picture
in there.
I want to go back to these fake pictures of these bulges and stuff, acting like they belong to somebody, but they don't. Y'all should already know if y'all know anything.
I
if y'all already know anything about me, y'all already know that I know how to tell the difference, honey. I can research the, oh, my God, this picture is Jason too much.
What group are you talking about this in?
Your waist is not that slim, sweetie.
Let me gag you. Let me gag you. But the picture I'm going to put up, you cannot put in this group.
London, take that picture down. Take that
the fuck down before the girls get in here and steal my shit, and I gotta block everybody.
Okay. You tried that one, mother.
Viewers, you seen the pic.
443-529.
Let me teach my children something, honey.
Somebody
told me to send me a video, the video of Cinderella Impossible lyrics.
Okay.
Exactly.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to call and address something. I'm actually a PR for T.S. Madison. I wanted to thank Alexis Clark for her video submission. However, we are moving forward with other candidates. Thank you for making the submission.
Oh, no.
Y'all play too much.
Wait, what was that? I missed you guys. What was that in London? I missed it. All I heard was, however, something other
than
that. They
said we would like to thank Alexis Clark for her admission to T.S. Madison's sex tape, but we are not accepting anymore. We are moving further with the candidates. I am not playing.
Not even fuck you.
Y'all girls is really calling out over there. You is Tia, Jason. You is Tia.
Wait, this picture, this is the cutest picture of Erica, Erica I've seen. She's really cute in this picture.
She's there, but she's asleep.
Aww.
Oh, she's sleeping like
she fell asleep. She fell asleep with the family tonight.
Lullaby and good night.
Lola is sitting in this picture with these braids, these box braids.
I know RJ and the others are happy to sleep along with her now.
She is serving in that picture. Erica looks nice in this picture I just put up in the ballroom chat room.
Is Miss Fang still, is she still in there?
I
don't
know, I put it in.
Is she still in there posting pictures? Miss Little Tito, is she still in there posting pictures?
She's still in that room.
Jason, you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Naima, why did you read Miss Tito like that? You said when the world goes down, she'll be the first to go because she's the only one living off electricity.
Oh. Oh, no.
I just
goddamn it or I'm just cursing it. What?
Because she tried me.
That's Naima.
What?
You know,
I don't know. I like Chris. You know, I got to stick by my brothers in thickness, so.
She tried it. She wanted to get in on a read that somebody, that one of them fake profiles was trying me. And the fake profile gagged how fast I had blocked her. So Ms. Chris called herself social climbing like she always did with her undesirable ass. She's going to get on the doggone post and she want to read me and say a little other shit. And I got very... This is she gonna talk about? Oh, she's so glad that Jesus told her to block me.
What, Chris, little Glover?
Yes.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. Let me say something to y'all really quickly. I'm so sorry, TS Boom Boom, in the chat room. That rhymed. TS Boom Boom in the chat room. But I'm sorry that you feel the way that you do. But I'm gonna repeat what you said. And everything that came through. She says she hates when faggots do this shit on the show, discuss shit among themselves. What the fuck? Why even have a show for? Like, they're still doing it. Like, what the fuck? Dick just shows it since you so buck and unbothered. Fuck this trash talk shit. Never again will I be bothered listening to this trash. Shame, shame.
Girl, we're going to see you next week, and we posted
it
in the room, girl.
Not right. I mean, the real gag is that T.S. Boom Boom, I've noticed that profile or whatever. She's an advocate listener or whatever. So if we did anything to offend you tonight, T.S. Boom Boom, we apologize and we're going to rectify that.
Right. We tried to.
Oh, that was so professional of you.
I was not expecting that at all. I
know, because I was
no
sure about to say shit. Speak for yourself.
Right. I'm getting T. Dick Johnson. Why do you post fake pictures? The pictures that you're posting are not truly of you. You're posting other people's pictures pertaining to you.
Well, let's ask the one
if you know of a picture that is of me or whatever, then you should post it up. Then you should post it up.
Well, they're saying that the pictures you're posting are not of you. So,
I'll say it like this. The one person that I particularly trust, that I know I can trust, I'll send them a picture. And then this person can verify whether it's me or not. But that's still in your circle.
Give it to your girl.
No, it's not in my circle. It's in the circle of the show. Jasmine's not.
Okay.
I don't think Jasmine would take that and put it in the group or whatever. So I'll send
Jasmine,
it to Jasmine.
I mean, that's big private part. If he don't want to show, you know, show it to whomever and who believes.
He can show it because I'll make it disappear as soon as I see it. I promise you, bitch.
I bet you would make it disappear.
Well, you know what? Fuck that. Kelly been locked up for a while. She need to see it. Kelly, wake up.
Ooh. Kelly, sleep.
Kelly don't want to see no dick.
And Kelly don't like dick like that.
she done seen enough day.
Okay.
Yeah, she done seen enough. You know Miss Thing is thirsty, honey, right now.
We're going to rectify that problem. We are truthfully sorry, but everything that we put up in the group that we were discussing, we did put it up in the room. So if you're a member of the room, you can see what we actually put up in the group. Anything that's not going to be reported anyway at that.
I love it when I get the hands.
Wait, J-Rob, did they say your chin looks like Jay Leno's chin?
Bitch, they got me.
But they said J-Rob looked like the Village People, girl.
Me and Shakina settled our differences, and I would love us.
Well, you know what's so funny? You know what's so funny? what's so funny is the fish always call me handsome and all this kind of stuff and everything. It'd be the press queen that can't have me that call me all kind of stuff then hit my inbox later.
Oh, you know what? I got a subject for y'all that I wanted to touch on because it just came across my airwaves.
What's going on with Lil' Kim's album? Is it going to drop? Is it not dropping? What's going on with that?
They're pushing it back.
Why are they pushing it back?
I don't know.
I'm every woman.
Oh, shit. Nope, I'm not going to laugh no more. I'm all laughed out. It hurts to laugh right now.
What you done tag me in? What did it say right here? Oh, tell us.
Wait, mother. Who is this that you put up in here saying she looks lovely?
That's the one was standing next to Kelly in that video on Ballroom Fabric. What's her name?
Naima Hayden. This question
that's
is for
Erica.
Naima
she
Hayden.
She looks a lot better. Oh, my God. That's Erica, the same one Erica right. From on Facebook? Yeah.
That bitch is
sick. The surge is settling. Yes, they beat the fuck out her face. Because the other day, I mean, when she did that, the Agarball, isn't that the same one? Yes, that's her. And she was at the Agarball, she was looking like Woodstock from Charlie Brown. This bitch didn't beat the fuck out her face.
This picture is giving me very much Naomi Campbell right now. I'm living for that picture.
And she looked like that in the video. And it's, the way she looked at this picture, I didn't notice that was the same person.
Wait a minute, why did you just say she was giving you Woodstock?
Go look at a picture of Woodstock on the top of that dollhouse. She looks just like him.
This question is for Naima Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Shamika.
Go ahead, ask the question.
I'm sorry.
This question is for Naima Hayden. Dick, I've asked you to ask her this three times, and you're paying my post. Are you a host of the show or not? Yes, I am, and I didn't see your post, so I'm going to ask you now. This question is for Naima Hayden. Naima, is there a reason why you renounce God so much?
Is there a reason why I renounce? Okay, ask her which God she talking about.
Who?
What the heck? CEO, what the heck?
Oh, God.
Come on, Jack.
Wait, let me get it.
A caller hit me. I mean, somebody hit me, and so I asked the question. She says, oh, God, your grammar, baby, your grammar.
I'm on my TV. I was a member of your group, and you. Oh, Dick, this is the same TV.
It is the same TV. It is the same fucking dick.
I'm shy. This ain't your
call. Call him out, bitch.
Who?
That motherfucking post that Jasmine Couture just put in that room. The picture that you put in the inbox.
Baby, and it's the same Zane that poked me in the eye in the picture you posted.
What you talking about?
Girl, hold on. What are you talking about?
In what group?
Something about me, but white gay men, all they asses, all of them look dirty. Like, all they booties look dirty.
Dick, why are you not a member in the... Oh, you're not in Tea Party. Never mind. Oops.
Oh.
Wait, Dick, you're not in the Tea Party?
No, he's not.
No, I'm not in the Tea Party.
Dick, explain this cock, mister.
Oh, that's why I love Jasmine. Explain. We got to stop before they start talking about us again.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see a picture. What you talking about?
All I can say is thank you, Jasmine, for that clarity. I'm in the room, but I don't see what you're talking about.
So everybody knows what we're talking about. Let me spill the tea on some of the cast members. It's no shade towards them. While they was having a private conversation in the little chat, everyone was taking offensively, they were sending pictures among themselves to each other. During that process, Dick happened to send a nude picture of his private part part within that chat, but it kind of looked a little odd. In all honesty, I just did a little research on the picture and found the same picture from a Canadian boys porn website, and I posted it.
Oh, no.
In
that's
the tea
what, and that's
party
what y'all
room.
Got it mixed up as. Look at the group, Jesse. You had just got added to it. The pictures that I added or whatever, the last pictures that I added, those are not none of those pictures of me. Look at the people that I posted in the last pictures. The last pictures I added, none of those are of me. It's simply
but you had but you had the children thirsty talking about the vein, and they all wanted that vein down their throat. And all
oh,
the
I didn't want
stuff
that
they
no way.
Yeah, they
weren't
paying
attention
to their
group.
Listening audience.
That vein poked me in the eye. I ain't wanting nowhere on me.
Oh, no, I'm posting pictures of all kinds of shit in the group.
The way you cut off the picture, it looks like it could have been a black man, but you can tell by the arm once you see the real picture that it's not.
It's not a black person at all. You can see that's not a black person.
Everybody can go to the tea party room. Everybody go to the tea party room and click on that topic. You guys can see everything that everybody's talking about. We're not trying to have a private conversation. We're including everyone.
Jasmine, look at the third picture after the bulge picture with the dick shooting through the bottom of the bed or whatever. Oh my Jesus!
I'm gonna
watch
it.
Yeah, you gotta
it.
Get
Hold
into
on,
some. Some of these other pictures, my God, the last picture he is.
Jasmine pulled a knee, a catfish on knee. Oh, look at that picture.
I like
bitch,
this
look at that last picture, though. Look at, catch the last one at the bottom.
Burn
a little sound from that man.
Hold on.
The girls are dropping.
That's a video, right?
Y'all, we're doing insiders again. They going to get
no,
it.
No, they can. Everybody click
can
on the video
it.
And look at the last picture. Click on the video and look at the
last.
I mean, click on the website and look at the last one, honey.
Y'all gotta be in the London tea party room.
You gotta go to the London tea party because you know they'll try to shut the official ballroom down.
This a video. Oh my God, look at.
She is not
playing.
Like,
she is not playing
with
black meat.
Listen, shut up, cause my husband out of town and I ain't got nobody to slay this box down tonight. We not doing this.
And he's
wait a minute, y'all talking about the very last picture?
The picture with the white man sucking that big-ass black dick, the way he's sucking that big dick.
Flop or my nub, like, on
the
nub.
What are you
going
to do through the mattress? What are y'all talking about? Because mine just keep going and going and going.
At the bottom, it should be a video.
You
got
to go to the last one.
With a big penis. It's a video, 55 seconds. Look at
that.
Man.
No, let's shake that white boy's hand
and
anything like I could.
He's struggling.
Stop struggling. In my heyday, they call me Mother Hoover, bitch.
Who wants to play I Spy?
I do.
We're going to play
I Spy
really quickly. I Spy the tattoos on this boy's chest. What sex siren, who is it?
Wait, where you at?
San Antonio.
Where y'all looking at?
It won't play. Hold on. I forgot. Facebook acts funny. It's a gift.
I don't know what y'all was looking at because I keep scrolling down, and as I scroll down, it just keep going.
Oh, Lord, whose hand is that?
That's right.
I'm going to have fun tonight when we get off this bitch.
I don't even know that.
No, I'm just going to watch it because, you know, I like the educational part of it and stuff.
What educational part?
Well, I mean, it shows how babies are made and the stuff that comes out, the gravy and stuff. How that
it does the baby gravy.
I'm just saying, if you would get a microscope, you could see all the little babies going up the stream.
I don't want no baby
gravy.
Oh,
no, now you're going too far.
No
and
baby
you know, also,
gravy.
That's to let y'all know, also, in my heyday, they used to call me mother abortionist because I used to suck
Ooh.
The kids down.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
Okay, Calvin, we have a caller.
Honey, we're going to have to realize that Jasmine don't be listening to all that stuff, honey.
We have a caller, y'all, 210-764.
Hey.
Hello. Okay.
Dumb bitches. I mean, nice callers.
Thanks for calling in.
Wait, did she say goodnight?
No, we said goodnight.
Did y'all see the wrestler in the uniform?
I stopped looking at that.
She said the wrestler in the uniform.
I'm all by myself. I'm all alone.
If y'all
want
to see all this stuff, if y'all come to my little private room, bitch, not all of y'all, because I don't like all of y'all, but I'm to do it. You know, on the panel, I love all y'all, but the bitch is on the phone. Y'all come to my little group, bitch. We got a lot more to see than that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What little
group?
Somebody just reminded
me. Yeah, Calvin,
me.
You don't have everybody in your group. What's your private group, honey, so we could smut for the next 30 minutes?
All right, well, I'm about to go ask y'all. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to smut. I'm tired of smutting.
Well, somebody just reminded me of a term that I learned in New Orleans when I first came out. And it's called Trish, which is Trey Pish. And that's what a lot of these realness guys are.
Baby,
you
know, what you heard that at? Because I ain't never heard of that. That sounds country.
Because you're a girl.
She said that sounds country.
That sounds country. For real.
Now, who reminded you of that?
What'd you say? Oh, somebody in the ballroom page said.
Tell me the name that reminded you of that.
Hold on, let me find it. Goddamn. Hold on.
Okay,
oh
Jasmine,
God.
Y'all been at it.
What's
are
the name of the room?
Because
you be adding me, and I'll never find the room. It don't never let me know you added me to
it's
the room.
It's called the underground spot.
Oh, that stole somebody's name. Copyright.
No.
Brief,
all right,
brief,
so
brief.
Now we're going to play an iSpy video, iSpy clip. I spy the sex sirens in this picture.
I'm not in there, Calvin. You got to add me again.
Who reminded you of that?
Who is that? Who's saying that?
Me, Jason.
Me, Dick Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You got to add me, Calvin. I'm not in there.
Just added you.
Okay, let me type it. Yep, it let me know.
Yeah.
J-Rock, you paying it?
Huh?
You paying it?
No. I said it was.
Oh, my God. Yes, they doing it in the woods.
It was Brittany.
Ooh, wait
was
a minute. Ooh, I know them tattoos.
Well, the enemy in there, because I'll put a name on it, honey.
What are y'all looking at?
Wait, y'all.
Let me add you, J-Rock.
Already added J-Rock. Let me add Naima. J-Rock, you added, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Wait,
ew,
so see,
who flabby butt is that?
Are you talking about the one in the wood? Wait.
Who flabby butt is that second picture?
Not the flabby butt.
Oh, they is getting it in the woods.
Okay, they make me want to go in the woods, right?
They by the foot of the creek, baby. I see that water.
Okay, make me want to go in the woods and play Tarzan.
But yes, for that New Jack City check in his head.
Yes.
Names, bitch, honey.
Yes, for Joanne Prada.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hey, J-Rock.
Huh?
J-Rock.
Yes.
Now, you just tagged me in something that I wasn't fond of at all.
Oh, no.
I wasn't fond of it at all. So,
ooh,
are we in the tea party? Are we in the tea party?
Yeah.
No.
No, no, we're in Calvin's room.
We in Calvin's room. I'm not in Calvin's room.
Oh, I can add. You want me to add you, Dick?
Please
so
add
where,
me. Because
so
I'm
where did J-Rod tag you at?
No, I tell you, you're asking me where I've seen
do
it.
Do not fuck with me. Do not fuck with me.
Okay,
wait,
you have to friend request me because I can't add you if you're not my friend.
Wait a minute, Dick.
What?
What room are you in? What's going on?
Whoever just tagged me, J-Rod just tagged me in a post.
Yeah, I just tagged you. Didn't you ask me where I get this from?
Yeah, no, you're okay. You're totally clear. But the person who made the post, this one is for you.
I'm totally not knowing what's going on.
Okay, I'm so lost. Where's the post at?
I'm about to put you. Wait a minute, and then we can go from here. Calvin,
I guess I made a comment earlier, and
you have. There we go. Now I can add you. Hold on.
Please add me.
I'm about to right.
Calvin, why did you add me in this room?
Because that was the room that we were talking about.
Oh, my God. I don't need this room in my life. This room is gross.
You're already a member, Dick.
Where?
Oh, shit.
Girl. Dick is a shady motherfucker.
Not you already a member.
Yes, Dick already a member. He's the president.
Oh.
No,
yes,
y'all would have hated it. Y'all would have said, Dick, you're already an admin.
Right.
I can't see it. I don't know where I'm supposed to be at.
I will be out of this group by tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Now. I went.
Okay, and please don't send me that friend request. Call us. If I don't know you, I'm not adding you. Sorry.
Now, J-Rock.
Huh?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Now you tagged me in a post.
Somebody still got their fan on, honey.
Now you ask me. Now you tell me what's Trish.
Trish is Trey Fish. That's just like a boy that.
Right. Now click that picture I just put up.
You mean the video?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did y'all get into this queen who robbed the bank?
Yes.
And it says you fleeing on foot with two boots on. I think.
So what's up with this video? What's up with the video?
They're really waiting on that
date
video with tonight.
Honey, it's no shade towards my community, but I just do not like watching two butch queens fuck. It's not a turn on to me. So why am I watching 21 minutes and 8 seconds of three butch queens fucking?
Oh, no.
I mean, you got to give us reason why we watching this shit first.
The same person who wanted to say Trish or whatever, you can never say Trish with a 12-inch dick up your ass on my Vidster. You could never.
So who has 12 inches? Who's in these videos? Who are these three boys?
One is Hot Rod. One is Hot Rod. True Ant.
Oh, my God. See, that's why I can't deal with Dick. I can't deal with him sure, like that. Why not just post the picture?
J-Rock, can somebody please fill me in?
I'm still trying to figure out what J-Rock tagged him in and where that post was at.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, okay, I think I'm getting it. Okay, so, yeah, okay. Damn. So why not say it, like read?
Wait, what was it?
Which I would... Yeah,
okay,
you want me to say it?
Yes, damn, because I'm lost, like, in space.
Well, whoever called said Trish, and whoever said it is the one that's getting 12 inches up his ass. So whoever made the topic, there's a video of you getting 12 inches fucked up in your ass. So You're making topics, but I guess you look like an idiot on my Vista right now for 21 minutes because you kind of hurt my stomach. I need coffee right now because I just, no shade, I just do not like watching Butch Queen.
Getting banged out. So who the fuck made the topic? Come on now, make it hot.
Yeah, so
I don't know who made the topic, but
her name is Trumaine Sanchez Revlon Side.
Oh.
Ooh, bitch, you just been put out there, T-R-U, T-R-U, T-T-T-T-R-U.
Oh. Dick, they stay coming for you.
I stay coming
back. I don't know who the person is. I'm sorry. I don't know who it is, but
Wait, is this no shade. Is this wrong? It's that Tremaine guy that we posted in the group, Jasmine.
Give it to your girlfriend.
No, not him. He's a sweetheart. Oh.
No, it's her. It's her. You just don't want to believe it.
Give it to your girlfriend.
Give it to him. Give it to him. Ka, 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 ka.
Was that Raw? Did I just watch a Raw video?
R-A-W, bitch. R-A-W.
That's taking that 12 inches of meat, that meat sausage in your butt.
Mm-mm. The bitch ain't got no walls.
Oh, my God.
It's like you just back the
trailer.
I don't
like watching gay porn.
You just back the track the trailer down the alleyway, bitch. Yeah.
Beep, beep. Well, y'all have really turned this into a trashy Tuesday. I know that's
well,
trash.
That's what
don't
we
like
do
me,
on Tuesday.
That's my thoughts.
Oh, my God. My inbox is going off.
No,
oh, my
Lord.
God. I'm
Please
so sorry.
Stop calling Jasmine and crying.
No, they're not calling and crying. They're giving me the tea on everything.
Oh, I did not start this. I'm letting y'all know right now. I did not start this. I just made a comment.
hold on, pause. Naima, Chris just said, tell that man sexual that I have liquid tanks, not electricity.
That he has what?
Liquid tanks, not electricity.
Girl, you still going to need that electricity to fill those things back up, girl, because it ain't going to last forever.
Man-sexual.
Naima, you got a
man-sexual.
Yep.
Man-sexual.
That is, y'all say it, dude.
Naima, you got a porn video on T.S. Girls or some shit they said? T-Girls?
Why you got a video? I don't have no video on no T-Girls. What's wrong with you? Why the hell would I have a video on that?
Black Naima, you do have videos. You do have. It says Naima Hayden. You do have pictures on Black T Girl. Do not.
Oh,
lie.
Naima. I was like, ooh, wait a minute,
honey. Go ahead and try to find it, honey. And I'll green dot you $100 if you find it.
Hold on. Can I get my $100 now? Because I found it.
So you ain't find it.
No, I do have it already. Now I will play it. I will play it for $100.
You know, like AJ Redmond, when I wanted my 500 coins from Dick, will give his address out.
He gave it out.
That's the point.
Who gave that?
He gave his own address out.
Yeah. You don't want nobody else to get no coin.
If I throw my pussy in the air,
if I throw my pussy in the air.
Oh, that sounds so cute. It's like it should be on the Teletubbies.
Yes, right.
Nope, I'm not. I'm about to, Jasmine, I'm about to put myself on mute for a minute.
I don't think she look like that. I think she look like Piglet naked.
No, she look like the Grimace, bitch.
Oh, yeah, the Grimace from McDonald's.
I'm not.
Block yourself. I mean, mute yourself.
Well, Jasmine, if you got it there, honey, post it up in there and make me know it.
Put it in my room, Jasmine.
$100.
$100.
I don't do things for free. I do a lot for free. Oh.
You want
$100? I'm giving advice. I'm going to be a psychologist.
I'm
so I have,
thank you, Jesus.
Calvin, choose which one, bitch, a psychologist or psychiatrist, bitch.
Well, see, I have to be a psychologist for now. I have to be a psychologist for now. A psychiatrist can give out prescriptions, and I have to have my doctorate for it. So I have to be a psychologist for now.
Ooh, y'all going to fuck up a lot of people's heads.
Well, it doesn't matter because the girl's not taking them no way.
Jasmine, can I ask a question without you getting upset, Jasmine?
You always say that.
It depends.
Like, well, you know I'm not going to ask that.
Is it Calvin asking the question? Who asked me that?
Dick Johnson.
Dick always asks you, are you going to get upset? So we know it's
Dick. Yeah, don't try.
What's the question, sir?
Everybody has done things in their past that you know, are they're just disgusted with, whatever the case it is,
mm-hmm.
or they wish they could take back or whatever. Do you think that, quite frankly, things will come to the light eventually one day?
Hold on a second.
No, I can't stand his, what is it called? How you speak in second, third person. You get third person tea, bitch.
I don't understand. What are you saying, Dick? What is you? What's your question, Mister?
Hold on a minute. One second. Are there things out there that you would not want to resurface?
That's what I was about
things
to say.
About who?
You.
About me?
Yeah.
no, not that I'm aware of. I'm not no secret.
What the hell? Why can't I see nothing in this underground amount?
So Naima, I found your pic, girl. Where's my picture?
Girl, you ain't got no pic of me, honey. Trust.
I sucked a dick. And maybe he just wants to know if he will ever come across a naked picture of you, Jasmine.
Come across a naked picture of me?
No, I'm just saying, like, I guess that's what he's trying to say. I don't know. Or something you're not proud of. I don't know. I can't see.
I guess.
Y'all can see a naked picture of me. Y'all may not like it, but.
Oh, my God, oh. Calvin.
I'm very happy. Oh my god, true, true. Tomorrow I'm gonna make it hot. I'm gonna put my titties in the room.
Oh Lord, if you put your titties
in
the room.
Oh shit.
Baby, Truman Revlon said, but
y'all skipping the topic. I'm waiting for Dick to give me. You know, what are you talking about, Speedy?
You answered it.
We still
went on
that video.
Yeah. You answered it.
Damn, he already in my one of my friends.
So my question, did you find anything about Jasmine? Is that why you asked the question?
He can never find anything about me, Sweetie, because if you would have to know my true history, and believe me.
What about the time you got gang banged and what about the time you got gang banged in Mexico?
Mexico? The time that I got gangbanged in Mexico. That's truly, truly funny. Okay.
He might be talking about when I went to the Dominican Republic, Jasmine.
Baby, listen.
This is international pussy.
Yeah, is that Mexico? Okay, that would be very, very funny. Go ahead, Dick. I love the way you're working now. Come on, try me. I will literally I will literally give you $1,000 in cash right this moment if you can prove to me that I was gangbanged in Mexico.
Well, let me go Photoshop some shit real quick, because I need that.
Yeah, you would definitely have to Photoshop that shit, honey, because a bitch has never been to Mexico, so I don't know
and
how to put that
and
now.
Seven was one of the top.
And I don't know what alternate reality that you live in.
That's right up there with Teletubby, honey.
Oh.
That would be so funny.
Pinky, well, I would pay Vic $1,000 if he came up with that video. Well, Pinky.
Yes, Pinky Winky.
Yes.
Everybody, that motherfucking video will go digital.
That Selvin is my sister, honey.
Oof. Oh, my God. Pinky Winky, bitch. That's a whoo.
Gang bang.
Gang bang.
Bitch, I'm asleep. Good tonight after this laugh. Yes, God.
I got a question, and I don't want, but bottom line is, I got a question. Dick Johnson, they want to know, do you like big boys?
You know what? When it comes to weight or size or anything like that, whatever, I'm really not against it. That's like one of the most pettiest things that you could probably even think of, whatever. I'm more into the mental game. If you can lay down with me at the end of the night and have a great conversation or whatever, that's more than what you look like to me.
They type yes. They live. Now they're laughing.
That's why the guys had to remind you that the pussy was so good.
It's the winter time. He needs somebody to keep him warm.
I don't want to lay with you, Dick. Can I? I'm gonna shut my mouth. Shut up. Shut up.
Don't you got a boyfriend? New weave.
Well, that's why I said I'm gonna shut up. I'm trying to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, the bakery is definitely
open.
Like
me, I saw in the picture. You were one later than even.
Somebody can bake some cakes tonight.
There is. See, men not even like going to the bakery, so.
Mm-hmm. And she going to be the butcher.
I wouldn't even date nobody if my dick was that big. I just want my
Naima and J Rock gonna play. They gonna Naima and J Rock about to play the Brady Bunch, and she gonna be Sam the Butcher.
Try this.
Not Sam the Butcher.
Oh, I can't go.
Oh my god.
No, Khadidra Tooth Reloaded, you cannot be my friend.
She about to give him a
I'm so bad. I think that's the one I used to
kill
with in the wrong. I don't remember, because it was another Khadidra Tooth, and I wrote that was my friend.
Yeah, it's
remember.
Another Khadidra Tooth.
The shade
it's
is
a couple.
Khadidra's Tooth just... Khadijah's tooth just poked me. I didn't even know Facebook still had pokes. And then mind you, when you go to the poke page, I done been poked by Khadijah, Lee Anthony, Zara. Who is all these people that have been poking me?
Brush your pages.
When I went to my pokes, I had like 400
bitch, I got
fucking
poked
11 in there.
Months ago,
hold on, Dad,
9 months ago, 6 months ago.
Jasmine, please erase that naked picture in the room, girl. Somebody trying to
which
get naked. Some glorification.
Oh,
true red line to put
wait,
her ass all up.
The girl said Michi is getting poked as we speak.
Not my child.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
Is that,
hold on.
Mm-mm.
Have y'all heard
of that? Is
that your ass,
this?
Dick?
Child. So, Mr. Dick Johnson, you want to post old videos, but I'm sure everyone seen this pussy. Whose ass is that, Dick? Is that your
That's
ass?
That's true. That's true. That's
Oh, he sent me a friend request. Mm-mm, I don't have no bottoms on my page. I got
it. Is that True's dick or, I mean, True's ass or your ass, Dick?
No comment.
That's all right, we
can
needed.
I get clarification on whose ass is floating around in the room?
Jasmine.
Oh,
have
God.
You heard this? Jasmine, have you heard this story? FBI arrested a Texas mother who pulled her six-year-old
Let's talk about that tomorrow.
By his scrotum and then ripped him off. Then she cleaned the ball. Yeah, what is, y'all already heard that? Damn.
Yeah. It's been up for probably a week or so.
Okay, I'm late. And yes, I said my stuff
there. Black ass yams is dead.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat them, though. I mean, they look like Duncan Hines, and I do like to eat some cake, so.
Wait a minute. Why is this video still playing? What the hell?
Why you said child, like, you can get everybody, but nobody can get you? Are you serious?
I'm over it.
Oh, my God. Who is this man on this bed making all this African meat?
Wait a minute. You said
that raw?
Like Kelly. Are you serious?
You say what?
When somebody gets to best of Kelly, the first thing that comes out of her mouth is, child, I'm over it. And
ah,
now somebody ended the night by getting you, and you're saying, I'm over it. On that note, the show is over. We only have seven minutes left to the show. Grand prize for the night. Truman Revlon. Congratulations.
Okay, he let us know he was the realest bitch tonight.
And he was the realest bitch tonight. Grand prize, sweetie.
Hello, can y'all hear me, honey?
Oh, he woke up.
You know, I told y'all girls I don't stay up late, honey. Baby, so I have fell asleep on y'all, honey, but I got back up, honey, and the video is it's about to be up in the room, honey, any minute now, honey. It should be coming through for y'all viewing pleasure.
My God, the dead has arisen.
I was knocked out sleep, honey, girls. I told y'all, girls, I don't stay up past 11:15, honey, okay?
Honey, you missed a whole lot of fun.
Oh, I know, baby. Well, the video is done, honey. Bitch, I'm about to get my ass back in my bed and go back to sleep, honey. I love y'all all, bubby. Good night.
Good night, honey.
Everybody say good night. We only got 6 minutes into the show. I just got a picture. Of someone, we might play this a little bit tomorrow. Maybe.
J-Rock, don't forget to make your video. I don't care where you make it at, be it McDonald's, Wendy's, Hardee's, Arby's, wherever. Make your video, bitch.
Oh, you call. Go ahead and just mute me. Just mute me.
we'll be back tomorrow for the State of America. Well, go ahead, everybody say good night. Private caller, you're on the air. Say good night, honey. Private caller.
Wrap it up.
Dick Johnson, say good night.
Good night.
Naima, say good night.
Good night, everybody.
J Rock, say good night.
Good night. You the Trojan.
Calvin, say good night.
Good night, y'all, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow.
Jason, say good night.
Good night, Teletubbies.
Oh no. London, say good night.
Good bloody night to all my shitty back co-hosts. Yay.
Good night, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Trash Talk Tuesdays, where we will be back tomorrow for the State of Emergency show, a special Halloween episode. So please tune in. Everyone have a safe evening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Night, night. And, yeah, wrap it up or something. I know a lot of people are probably horny from these pictures and shit, so be careful.